following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo. Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's running back.
What's up, everybody? Good evening. You're listening to the Madhouse as usual. I'm your host, Carlito, here. By myself in my place. By myself in my apartment. No Andy tonight. Andy decided to take certain things, and he's not able to make it, apparently. He's not going to be awake for very much longer. But I do have the milkman on via satellite, I believe. Sir, are you there?
Yeah, what's happening, Carlito? Andy's missing in action, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? He lives a crazy-ass life. And, you know, I talked to him, and he sounded like he was asleep. He's like, no, but I'm going to be asleep soon. And I was like, what'd you do? He's like, yeah, you know, I did blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah. Like, you fucking traitor. And Athena's out with her girlfriends tonight. They're at Universal Studios doing some bullshit, and I didn't want to go
because
I want to do shit. Hey, Milkman, check out this song here. Have you heard this?
All right. I like it.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real.
That's Johnny Cash.
The needle tears a hole.
This is his last song that he released.
The old familiar sting.
Well, you've heard this, right?
Try to kill it all away.
I'm getting chills, man.
But I remember
damn good song.
Everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you.
I'll play the rest of that later. That actually, you know, that is his that's his last song that he recorded, and it's actually a Nine Inch Nails song, I believe.
Is that right?
By Trent Reznor.
Man, I got chills up and down my spine. Man in Black. Rest in peace, Big John.
Yeah, he wrote that right at the end. I think that was about 2 weeks before he died. I think no, maybe not. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but it was it's a really good deal. He heard the song. I guess he heard the Nine Inch Nails version of it and decided to make a cover of it. Got permission from Trent Reznor. And that's a badass song. I heard it.
That is freaking wild.
Yeah, it is on the commercial for my favorite TV show, which is The Shield, which starts up again in January, season 5. Great, one of the best shows on. It is to me. It's the best show that's on now. It's not on now. The season ended in June. Season 5 starts on FX. When is it? Tuesday nights? Wednesday nights? I don't know what's going to be. But that is. I just found out today. Forest Whitaker is going to be in that show. This year they had Glenn Close on as a special guest all season, and they had who's the guy from Barbershop, the black dude, I forget his name now. He's in a bunch of black movies. He was trying to steal the ATM in Barbershop. I forgot his name now.
Oh man,
yeah,
I know you're talking about. That's not coming to me.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, but he was on it too. Anyway, I'm getting off track.
I'm gonna send you a card number here.
Okay, you know what? I tested the one I have from last week, and I think I have about 2 hours left.
Okay, well, good.
Yeah.
I checked everything on here. I've already been confirmed a stack of them, and we need to go through and get rid of as much as we can. So
okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. They expire?
No. I hate having a bunch of open cards because if I lose one, then I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, PCU's out because that's the only thing I use them for.
Right.
I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 open cards.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, hey, let me see. How do I sound on your end? I think someone said the sound is a little low. I hope I'm okay.
The encoders are looking just a bit low. Maybe if you bring up the overall. I mean, I'm in my phone, you sound good.
Yeah, it's coming up a little.
You know, I adjust my level to what I hear.
All right.
But I can see the encoders are lagging there, and they're not really spiking at all. Kind of low.
Okay. All right, well, I'll keep working on that. Hang on, let me try to boost that a little bit here. Boost it. I don't know. It'll have to do. I'm sure I'll get it. Ooh, there it goes. This is spiked.
Another bustier. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. No way. So, anyway, everybody, as I said, thank you for joining. It's 9:42. I only started about 10 minutes late today, so thank you, everybody, for hanging in who wasn't. I see the chat room is starting to fill up a bit. We have the regular crowd is in there. It's a little slower than normal, but I'm sure that'll pick up in a little bit. If you're not in the chat room, be sure to go to kdkprankcalls.com. And click on the chat icon and browse around through KDK's site, who is the guru of PCU radio, the brains behind the talent. What is it you call him, Milkman? Milkman.
He is the manner. He is the cerebro of the prank call world.
There you go. And you know, I'm sad to report that
cerebro.
I'm sad to report I was monitoring the Wikipedia page for KDK. And it has been taken away. It has been deleted for being inappropriate. Yeah, very, very, very shitty situation. And you can hear the crowd is not very happy with that.
Man,
I guess they say he's not
in the asshat of whoever that hater is, Carlito.
Yeah, you know who it is. I'm not going to say who it is, but you know who it is.
So what
can you do? And the booze just stopped all of. Just the booze to stop all inappropriately. Live in Folsom Prison is just a record all need to own. That's very true, Tucker Mike. And that's didn't I just play that? That's in one of my promos, right? Isn't it? Let me see. Maybe I didn't play it. Did it play right
take
now?
Take your pants down.
Yeah, the take your pants down rejoin. What the hell is that? I guess I didn't play it then. Huh? I don't see it here. Yeah, I didn't play that. I have Tucker Mike. If you're listening, I'm sure he's listening. Keep listening. You'll definitely hear Folsom Prison. That's one of my rejoins. That's usually my first rejoin of the night. Will be that one. Anyway, and shout out to Hayes because he wants me to shout him out. So there you go. Everybody in the chat room, we've got. Want to thank Booney, Chainsaw, Double D Dot Ed's in there, DTT, the super fan of PCU's in there. Of course, you got Hayes, Homework Guy, who's a new person never seen before. Jolt, who's one of those guys that I never see talk, but he's in there. I wonder who that is, seriously.
So we got, there's quite a few people that are just on Madman's server.
Oh, okay.
And they're logged into, like, Illinois and some of the other rooms, and they just stay logged just about everywhere on the server. That's why there's a bunch of unexplained names that are on there, like, year-round.
Yeah.
Bob and all those.
Okay, all right, well, that explains a lot.
I don't think they're actually listening, but they're logged in because they use a server.
Okay, yeah, SpongeBob is another. Well, Tucker Mike's in there, of course. Milkman, you're in there. And Lonesome Loser, the man with the numbers, and he's already came through with numbers. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 already. He's already confirming them. Just confirmed. We have an old guy, we have a redneck guy, we have a black woman, and then we have a guy. Do you have any numbers from last week that we didn't hit, or do you have any new numbers? Because those numbers are great, also, man.
I haven't added to the list, but I do have last week's number still.
You do have last week's number still.
Like the nightclub or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
We never did call 2+2. And you can call up Two Bennies and some of the other clubs.
Nice.
Moonrakers.
Nice. Hey, I've got Reclude's asking me here what the gizmo number is. We don't have a conference set up, but I'm sure you can set that up if he wants to.
Yeah.
Let's get things moving full steam. I'd say by in about 20 minutes, we'll try to get Reclude or maybe Zolar or somebody on here. I was talking to Zolar because I didn't think you were going to be in here at all tonight.
No, I apologize about that. But I've had some major PC problems. These Microsoft updates wiped out my my last format, so I had to go back, and I cannot believe it, but restore for XP and save my butt enough to get me on the air tonight. So I had to do a reinstall, and then I ghosted this thing. So I got a backup now.
Well, that sucks for you. It's no laughing matter. I really hate it when that kind of shit happens. I want to tell you, you've talked about Windows Vista. I saw some updates today that came out of Windows Vista, and it looks like it might have, a lot of the things that you heard that were wrong with it, looks like they may have been addressed and fixed.
Okay, well, I get the all the PC mags I subscribe to, in PC World, PC Magazine, and computer world and the extreme tech, and there's another one over here I do. Anyway, everything I've read, they're like, it's going to be big money for it.
Right.
And so far, people I've talked to, they're actually doing the beta test. And I got a copy of the beta test, actually.
Oh.
They said it's full of bugs. You know, now,
okay.
Whether they actually get it up and running by 2006, by release date, it's hard to say. Maybe they will, because they're looking kind of bad now.
Right. Yeah, so I'm sorry, when is the release date supposed to be for it?
Okay. It's supposed to be 2006.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if that happens.
It's
hopefully
hard to
it does.
Say. You know how they get. But, like, there's three major cornerstones to it. Number one that's in it is, like, a fancy user interface, like graphic user interface. And it's going to look kind of like a Mac setup. If you ain't never seen it, you know, it's real, you know, real glitzy-looking title boxes and all that crap. And you can flip the menus over and you know, and read on the side of them or read them on the back and do a bunch of weird, goofy crap like that. But the main thing was supposed to be WinFS, which is a new type of file system, which is a big advance over NTFS, which is, you know, what we use now.
Right, yeah. It used to be FAT32.
Yeah.
It was the old standard, and now NTFS, and now, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I can remember back in the FAT days, dude.
So oh, yeah.
I actually worked on the original Windows, you know, 3 and before.
3.1?
Yeah, even before that, yep.
Yeah, word. Anyway, let's stop talking about computers, because you know how people get. They get all antsy and stuff. So I'm just getting everything 100%. A little bit, we'll start prank calls for the night. Just let the numbers accumulate. And if you want to share, by all means, in the chat room, be sure to go ahead and give me any numbers you have, any ideas you have for prank calls, by all means. Also, MadhouseLive.com is the website for the show. Again, that's MadhouseLive.com. Check it out. I just did an update with the last few episodes, as well as the prank call you heard before, which is a prank call from last week, I believe. What, the people in Puerto Rico that I called saying that I wanted them to get out of Puerto Rico.
Called Dick Peterson.
Yeah, and we got some Puerto Ricans for some reason. It was a pretty good call. Yeah, so that was interesting. And also, I'm going to have that bit that Reclude did. Did I play that? Yes, I did. Reclude. Mm. Does a great, great Latino gangsta sounding guy. It's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He's good, man. Yeah. Bruno Vega,
exactly. I sent him a copy of that for himself so he can use it in his show. But yeah, and I'd like to say congratulations to Reclude for a great show. Dr. Lego and Prank the World that they did also was great.
Man, I apologize. I missed the whole thing this week with all this crap going on. My ISP was giving up. And then I was trying to get all these updates and stuff, so maybe, you know, somehow fill me in or give me a rip of it later.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't been streaming anything lately. I should be, but I'm not. But that's that. So congratulations to Reclude, Dr. Lego, great shows that they've had. KDK had a short but good show last night, I think. He didn't do much. I mean, but he did an effort. Didn't Zolar go on last night also?
You know, I don't know. I didn't hear it, never hearing.
I believe Zolar went on. Someone went on last night.
I heard KDK sign, and I stayed on for a while to see if Zolar would come on. And then I just turned down the volume and then went about my business.
Yeah. And Chainsaw's asking why Zolar comes in and out like that. I don't know. He's kind of weird. He's like a ninja. He doesn't have to stay in one place long. He has a lot of enemies in the chat room, Chainsaw. That's why. He can't stay in one spot. Yeah, he's always on the run. So that's Zolar. Anyway, let me see what else has been going on with me. I don't know. Like I said, I'm alone. I got all the lights off here. It's just really dark and all moody in here. Athena will be here probably in an hour and a half, 2 hours or something. She's at the stupid haunted house bullshit they got over there in Universal Studios every year, which I've gone every year except for once since they started it in 93. Like, they take the Universal Studios park and then they shut it down early, and at nighttime they got people dressed up like, you know, like psychos, and they have people with fake chainsaws, you know, like with no blades on it. You know, they make the noise and everything, and they chase you around, and they set up these haunted houses you can go in through, like five or six of them, and they're all like really expensive haunted houses. You know what I mean? Like, they really quality stuff that they put in there and stuff, and people get really drunk.
Seen the commercials for that. Always wanted to go.
Yeah, Halloween Horror Nights.
Heard they're just awesome ass kicking people, told me.
Yeah, well, this is the first year I finally don't go, because it sucks. To be honest, it's gotten worse. Every year gets worse and worse. The haunted house, I don't know if it's since I've gotten older, because I started going when I was like 14 and now I'm 26, so maybe that's what it is, I don't know, but a lot of people agree with me that it's just, it gets packed, and it's still too hot here, man. Like, today was a cooler day. We're getting into what they call seasonal, which for us is a high of 89 degrees. So that's like a break for us, so people are starting to open their windows and shit like that. I'm seeing a lot of people in the neighborhood opening their windows and stuff.
Seeing some snowbirds, too.
Yeah, well, I guess so. Yeah, that should be any... By I think they usually come after November. Most of them come after Thanksgiving. Yeah. They do Thanksgiving at home, and then
they all start showing up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they start showing up after they do Thanksgiving, December 1st. They stay until, like, March and shit. Whatever. So, let me go back into the chat room. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to say, if you want to reach me here on the Madhouse, if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can go, as I said before, to madhouselive.com. Click on the Listen Chat link on the top of the page, and you'll be zoomed to the beautiful pages I've made with all the ways to contact me. You have my Gmail address there if you'd like to write me with any ideas, any comments, any complaints, or submit your own prank calls for myself to play, or I can pass them on to KDK or Zolar or Reclude or anybody else who's on this show. Billy Mirror, can't forget about him, Dr. Lego. Share it with them so they can also play it on here. Maybe you'll, even if it's good enough, you'll probably get on the rotation, and you'll be able to hear yourself maybe sometimes when there's no show on, which I've done actually this week for the first time. I heard a few of my calls, like, just on the rotation while I was at work, and it was pretty cool. I was like, hey, that's pretty cool.
The new Kim Thiercy call, I heard it on KDK's show, so...
Oh, yeah.
It debuted right here.
Yeah, I know. That. Yeah, exactly, yeah. And that's a great call, that Tom Hanks call. He's the dumbass.
That's
just falls
the best
right
soundboard call I've ever heard.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw some new soundboards today that were up. I forget for who. I think there was a Celine Dion freaking out on CNN soundboard that I saw today for the first time. I don't know if KDK's seen it, but I saw the page and I bookmarked it on my browser at work. And I didn't send it, so I'll check that out, and I'll send it to him tomorrow, just so he can check it out, because he's got tons of soundboards.
She is a pompous diva, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, she freaked out on CNN, I think it was about Katrina or something. She had a breakdown. She's a weird bitch. Yeah, she's stupid. Anyway, if you want to reach me at AOL Instant Messenger, you can do that at Madhouse Radio. Yahoo Messenger is Madhouse PCU Radio. Again, that's Madhouse PCU Radio. AOL Instant Messenger is Madhouse Radio. MSN, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. And Google Talk, you can also reach me at Madhouse Radio. What else can I say? The email for the show is madhouseradio@gmail.com. I'm going to go ahead and also give out the toll-free line if you'd like to call in. The toll-free line is now open. You can reach the show at 1-888-278-8509. Once again, the toll-free number to join the Madhouse tonight. Free of charge to you and cost me tons of money, so why don't you make me broke? 1-888-278-8509. It doesn't cost that much money. But you know what I've noticed? I'm the only person on PCU who pays for his own inbound phone calls. You know that? Like, KDK offers this for Zolar, Dr. Lego. Sean doesn't do any inbound calls, I don't think, unless you know his personal number. He doesn't have many callers calling in. But yeah, that's how he does it. But yeah, I pay for my own calls. And it's not that expensive, at least, I don't know. It hasn't been yet. It's been billing.
The call 8 server?
Yeah, well, I mean... the call 8 server? Huh? Yeah, the call 8 number. Yeah, it's a good deal. It's a good deal. You should look into it for yourself. You know, I know you have some people in your family who are in jail and stuff. You know, it's a good way for them to get a hold of you. You know, they don't have to pay. But we have our first caller.
You know what happened to me last week, right? You know, part of the reason why I wasn't here. Okay.
Hang on. Let me get this call right quick, and then we'll deal with that. All right, my friend.
Yep.
If I can turn off the friggin' ass music.
You're on the Madhouse.
What's up, my brother?
Oh, very loud. What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to talk lower.
No. That's me. I had to dial. I forgot I got to do the switcheroo when I put people on the phone. So what's up, Reclude? How you doing, man?
Not bad. Just doing boring computer work. So I need to get some fucking yells out on some bastards over the phone.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be just a dirty pervert tonight.
All right. We got to call a lady, then, if you're going to be a dirty pervert.
We can call guy, too. They get even worse.
Okay. Well, I got dick.
No, like gay. Most people don't like gay stuff, so.
Well, you got your choice. You got an old guy, a redneck guy, a black woman, a guy, an old lady, and a guy.
Old lady.
Old lady.
Easy target.
A dick, at the home of Dick Dingle in Pullman, Washington, an old lady answered. Ooh, I got a number of a white guy who lives in Puerto Rico.
Who lives...
In Puerto Rico. I'm going to handle that one. You know, you should call that. That was my plan for you. But you want to do a pervert call then. Call the old lady. But
yeah, we can do either. We can do all of them.
Well, here's what I was thinking as I was taking a shit earlier. I was thinking that it would be cool for you to do your Latino voice, calling that dude and telling him that he needs to get out of your country, Puerto Rico, because you're Puerto Rican and you don't need white people taking our jobs and shit. I think
that's pretty funny. Yeah, we could do that.
All right, cool. But we have to call Dick Dingle first. But unfortunately, guess who's trying to call him right now, tying up the line?
Who?
I'll give you one guess.
Prankmaster.
Yes, he is.
Put him on, brother.
He won't be able to hear you. Damn it, man. I can call you back. Let me put him on, and then I'll call you back on the three-way, all right?
Sounds good.
We're going to tell him that you're Dick Dingle and you're going to prank call him, all right? How's that?
All right. Yeah, do it, brother.
You're in a madhouse. You're in a madhouse. Hello, hello. You're on the madhouse. Well. Hello. Sing, bitch.
Hello.
What's the matter with you?
Hey.
To whom am I speaking?
It's Prankmaster.
Prankmaster, well, you can't hear me over there? You got a lot of ruckus back there. Where are you? Sounds like you're in the den.
Yeah.
You're in the den?
Yeah.
Well, turn on the TV, bro, or step out or something. I can't hear you.
Hang on.
All right.
1 out of 12.
Oh, no. 1 out of 12 coming for you.
There you go.
All right. How you doing there, Prankmaster?
Okay.
You doing okay? Well, that's not too off. Hey, so last night, it didn't work out with your mom calling in, huh?
No.
All right. We'll keep pushing, and I'm sure that it will work out. What can I say? I'm saying at least, you know, KDK is willing to hear another side of the story, and it seems like people may be settling down with this, whatnot, you know, so... Just relax, and I'm sure things will be okay.
Yeah, I hope.
All right, well, don't sound too down. How about we think about positive things and we do a prank call right now?
Okay.
How would you like to call Dick Dingle in Washington?
Dick Dingle.
Dick Dingle, an old guy answered there not too long ago. Dick Dingle. Would you like to call him?
Sure.
All right, well, we're going to do that right now. Everybody, we have our good friend Prankmaster on the line. Thank you very much for calling. And we're going to have him prank call Dick Dingle live on the air in just one moment. We're right back on the madhouse.
Okay.
You sure it's okay?
Yeah, what should I do? What should I ask him?
I don't know.
I need an idea.
Well, let's stop everything for Prankmaster, all right? I'm just kidding. What can you do? I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know. Just, come on, man. You're the prank master. You're the master of pranks. You know what to do.
Not really. I'll just go with the flow.
Yeah, trying to do a survey with him about his favorite potato chip. I don't know. And just make it all creepy or something. Just get creepy on the guy, you know? Just get sick. Do something.
All right,
well, good luck with that. Here we go, everybody. We'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to The Madhouse. It's now 10 p.m. sharp. Good deal.
Yep, I sent you the numbers.
I got it. Don't worry. I got it. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dingle Residence. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Dingle Residence.
Is this Dick Dingle?
Yeah. What do you want?
I have a question for you. What is your favorite potato chip?
What is this call about? Why you call me this late at night?
We have created a new product called Dingle Chips, and it's a combination of...
Well, you got a speech impediment, boy? Can you speak? Act like you just molested a 9-year-old, you fucking child-molesting fucking idiot. You just got fucking owned, you fat bitch. What do you have to say about that? Why don't you take your fucking hearing aids out? Oh, I'm speechless, huh? Go. You fucking...
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? What happened?
It was some asshole.
All right, well, we don't want to deal with assholes, I suppose. That would suck. What else we got? I can call.
No, I think it was somebody from the chat room. It was obviously somebody who listened to TCU.
Oh man, really? I don't know. I didn't think it was. I don't know. Some dick. But yeah, it's probably just gonna. I don't know, man. I'm sorry about that. You know, shit happens. You know how it is.
Yeah, who was the number from, anyways?
I'm not sure. Milkman. Who was it from? Milkman got it from somebody. I don't think he's sure anymore.
Charlie Rogers.
Charlie Rogers, it? Yeah, Charlie Rogers. Yeah, that Charlie Rogers has been in there for a while. See, you don't know Charlie Rogers. You haven't been in the chat room for a while. That's probably what's going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to try another? I got Mr. Vincent Prick here.
Is it from? Who's it from?
This one is actually Milkman. Who's this from?
This right here says Parker.
Parker?
Yeah.
Mr. Peepers have any confirmed or now?
He's still coming through. He's verifying some. Let me go ahead and let me get you with Vincent Prick. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Carlito?
Hey, not much. How you doing, Double D?
I'm good. Hey, where's the PM that the fucking Pito?
Where's Pratt Rancher?
Pedro, whatever. Yeah.
He's on. Whatchamacallit? He's on my other line. But if you hang up, I can connect you with him, and I can call you back through the toll free line and connect you with him. If you don't have a problem with the phone ringing at your house right now.
Hey, can you call my cell phone?
All right. Can you send that to me in the chat room? Like, real quick?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, bye. All right, cool. All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, so he's gonna send that to me in the chat room.
Alice will allow you to talk for 1:29.
All right. Seconds. How's that sound? Plenty of time, huh?
Hello?
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 Yes, is this Vincent Prick?
Yes, it's Vincent, you wake me, hello?
Yes, I have a couple questions for you. Do you like milk, sir?
Leche, milk?
No, do you like milk?
No, but I live prank master like 9-year-old boys and girls that fucking prick molester.
What the hell?
Could you believe he molested a 9-year-old? The whole world knows about it.
He just hung up again. Now he's calling back in.
Ah, poor baby.
All right, hang on. Let me get it back on. Thank you, Zolar, for the impromptu.
Sorry. All right.
So you're on the madhouse.
Yeah, are you literally trying to get me fucked up around here?
I don't know what the hell's going on with these numbers, man. Milkman, who's sending that in?
Because that was Zolar. I can tell you right now that was definitely
Zolar. That was Zolar?
Was that Zolar?
He's yeah. in the chat right now.
What was the area
code? He's in the chat, but it wasn't from him.
What was it?
That way it was Parker also.
It was, yeah. Parker. Yeah, Parker. 718?
Yeah. That's Zolar.
So Parker's Zolar now.
Yeah, Zolar is in here. Zolar.
Yeah, Zolar is Zolar. I don't know.
Can you give me an... I had a really good idea for you know, the prick, but, you know, I was going to say, like, you know, do you like milk? He goes, well, we have a new product called Prick. It's the milk of a penis, and we've named it Prick. Prick, okay. It does the body good.
Okay. Okay, well, we got one here. Let me see. Let me go through a list of names here.
Is it from Peepers? Because, trust me, just go with Peepers. I can... Yeah. I've trusted him, you know.
Okay, you got it. I got, let's see, who is this here? You know, Mark Jameson. Mark Jameson. And Compton, Los Angeles. Compton, Los Angeles? Compton, yeah. Was it Compton, L.A.? Is Compton, L.A. or is Compton, California? I don't know how it goes. All right, we can try that real quick if you like.
All right, sure.
Okay, so you're doing the milk thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're a big fan of milk on the show. We have a milkman who works on it. All right. Well, hang on, everybody. We're going to try this third time's a charm. Just be one moment.
All right.
All right.
Your current balance will allow... 1 hour, 24 minutes,
okay.
29 seconds.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Is this Mark Jameson?
No. It's D.D.
Who is this?
D.D. The Dead.
The Dick?
The Dead, you motherfucking pedo.
Hang up, Colito.
Hello?
I'll go fuck yourself.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
You fucking pedo.
What's with the language?
You fucking this fucking asshole. You...
Colito, hang up.
Alright, hang on.
Fucking piece of shit.
You fucking the dick.
Go fuck yourself.
Tell him, Frank, man.
Fucking 9 year old to motherfucker.
The dick, the dick.
Go fucking 9 year old to motherfucker.
The dick, the
fuck yourself, motherfucker.
The dumb.
I go fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'm motherfucking smarter than your piece of shit.
Shut up, you
fucking 9 year old raping motherfucker.
Call me out, hang up, please.
Okay, hang on. Damn. I'm sorry. That obviously wasn't from Peepers, Milkman. Explain that, Milkman. What the hell is going on?
I keep getting all these numbers.
You got that from the dead, didn't you? Okay, well, that makes more sense. He just gave you his own
number.
That's
probably what it was, then.
He just gave you his own
number. Yeah, I figured he'd have a good number.
You should actually give that out onto, like, the air and, like, actually, you know.
Well, I'll speak with him. I'll speak with him, and I'll get him straightened out. He's young, you know. He doesn't know. I don't know. He just, you know. Hang on. I got a Bruno Vega here in Puerto Rico, in Vieques, Puerto Rico, which is that island where they had that base that they kicked out, the Americans out. You want to try calling him?
Who's the farm?
Bruno Vega. It's actually from... this should be from Lonesome.
Beverly, is it from Lonesome?
Yeah. Bruno Vega, Beverly Hills, Guaynabo, Puerto Rico.
Bruno Vega, okay.
Bruno, all right. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back with Bruno Vega in just one moment. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Bruno Vega.
Maybe fourth time's the charm.
Hello? Hola?
Yes.
Hola? Hello? Is it Bruno?
Yes. Is this Bruno Vega?
Si. What do you want?
Yes. Have you heard of the new product called Prick?
What do you say?
Have you heard of the new product called Prick?
Prick? I don't understand you. You speak clearly, please?
Have you heard of the new product? Prick.
No, have you heard of chastity belts for a fucking 9 year old, you fucking child molesting son of a bitch? You fucking son of a bitch, you child molesting motherfucker, you a piece of shit, man. Why you fucking not in jail, you son of a bitch? You hang up the phone. Hang up the phone, little baby. Oh, I can't take it. Yeah, you can dish it up, but you can't take it, you fucking cockroaches, cocksuckers. You motherfucking piece of shit. Are you finished yet? I'm going to put a dick right in your mouth, you fucking little faggot. You.
He's already calling back. You're going to go. Oh, hilarious.
I told you to stretch it.
Four calls in a row.
You should have stretched it, man. Oh, my God.
I couldn't help it, dude. I couldn't help it. It's
that's great. That was great. Oh,
all right, he's like, hang up, Carlito. Hang up, Carlito. Oh.
let me see if I get him for one more. Hang on. You're on a bad out.
Yeah.
Look, I'm really frustrated, man.
I'm really pissed up.
I can't believe that my fans would do this to me and to you. You know what I mean? I had more faith in the fans of the Madhouse. I feel like quitting right now and not doing a show ever again. This is so horrible that what they're doing to my show. My show. My own fans would give me numbers like this.
You know, they're giving you their own phone number.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I feel betrayed. I feel like, you know, it's like Pearl Harbor all over again. I don't know. Well, look, I got this one here that Milkman himself has confirmed, apparently. Got a Virginia Byron.
Virginia Byron.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In Mountain View, California.
All right.
Let's go ahead and try that right now. We'll give this one more shot. Hopefully everything's working out. And I have Milkman's assurances. So give me a second. Hang on, everybody. We're going to try this again. We'll be right back in just one moment. Virginia Byron. Sounds black.
Hello?
Hello?
Hang up, Carlito. It's still there.
He knew my fucking girl voice. You 9-year-old prick. I even used a different phone number, Carlito. I'm using my cell phone on my friend now.
Zola, how could you do this?
Sorry to keep fucking up your show, dude,
but this
little fucking molest is killing everybody.
Well, Zola, you're hurting me. This is insane. I'm trying to, you know.
I know. I had to put my friend's phone number in your fucking instant messenger to fool you and shit.
All right, well. I suppose. I don't know. Me and you are going to have a talk, Zola. That's all I
got
to say.
Anyway, I got the 9-year-old girl coming in tomorrow, and she's going to be on my show. So everybody tune in to Zola Vision at 10 p.m., and we'll speak to the now 12-year-old. No, she's 12 now, she says, yeah.
Okay.
And we'll have her on the show tomorrow.
All right, good deal, man. Good deal. Well, you know what I say. If there's grass in the field, you can play ball.
If it's good enough to bleed, it's good enough for me.
I don't say that one, though. I don't know.
All right. Pee old enough for me.
Keep your hands up the 9-year-olds, you little fucking pudgy faggot, baby gorilla bastard mongoloid.
Oh, my God. All right, well.
Go fuck yourself.
Oh.
Oh, and by the way, Grandmaster's mother's coming over tomorrow to strip for us. $180 I gotta pay her, though.
$180?
Seriously, so there. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, listen, bring your father over here so I can slap that fat fuck, too.
Seriously, kid. Go fuck yourself, dude. You have no life.
Hey, listen, sue me, okay?
I will.
Please do, make me famous.
I'll sue you for the harassment.
Hey, listen, when you lose all that weight, can I buy the skin that's going to be half your body, that fat, that flab, that's going to be my favorite? Tell me to have his stomach stapled, you know.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that, Carlito?
I've thought about doing it myself, but that would sound like surgery.
Yep. He's got big stitches across the bottom of his stomach like a C-section when they take a baby out of a woman.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. That's it, man. That's, wow.
Tell me, so what are you going to do with all that loose, flabby skin that's hanging off your body when you lose weight? You could sell it to some tattoo artists so they could practice on it. You just cut the skin off, you nail it to a board, and you practice on it.
Hello?
Yeah.
Wow.
Poor little elephant boy.
I don't know what to say, both of you. All I have to say is all of you listening, all of you in the chat room, how dare you? How dare you hurt this guy's feelings like this, you know?
Frank Master, maybe you have some fans out there on Carlito's, you know, show. Maybe you should give out your phone number again.
This is a sad state of society, I think. But, I think we're gonna call it a night here. That's it for me. Everybody, thank you very much for listening.
Still on the air, and I won't bother you no more, Carlito. I'll just listen and stuff. Listen.
No, Zola, me and you will talk. Me and you, that's all I gotta say. Me and you will talk, all right? I'm not lying. I don't know.
All right, Frank Molesta, keep your hands to yourself. Put them in your pockets, and when that loose, flabby skin is hanging off your body, donate it to science. There's a lot of skin grafting victims out there from burn units that need that skin you got hanging off your body. He won't answer, Carly. I'll let you go back to your show.
The show's over. Thank you, Zolar. And he laughs like that, Frank Master. I don't know.
I kind of knew it was him, like, from the beginning, because I could tell how he, like, when he sounds like a girl, you can kind of tell it's a guy.
All right.
You know, because that's like, hello?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. Look, I'm gonna call KDK now. I gotta discuss some stuff with him and see what I'm gonna do. Make some prank phone calls. I've been talking to Ted and everything, and I think I might talk to him tonight. So that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling, Frank.
All right, dude. You know, tell Ted that I said hey. Yeah, tell KDK I said hey.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will. Thank you.
No, everybody, I'm not canceling the Madhouse. I'm not going to have a talk with Zolar. I'm not pissed off at anybody on the air. Anybody listening, I should say. Anybody who contributed, that was all great. I'm just... Satan, awesome, Satan's in there. Satan's saying he's too stupid to know Carlito's doing it on purpose. You know, I don't know. Seriously, this is great. But I feel bad now. If Athena was here, I would not be doing this because she would be telling me not to. Oh, my God. So that was that, everybody. Wow. That's insane. Hey, Milkman, I can barely hear you, Milkman.
Applause, yay!
There you go. Applause, yes. Applause! I'm so good with the shit tonight. DTT tells me, Carlito, don't be nice. That's what he says. He's like, fuck that. Don't be nice, man. So, props. Who just participated? That was great. And I had more people that wanted to get in that, right? I know Brandon Vegas was telling me, but there was just like, I couldn't spread it out any longer. It was just too much torture for that guy, but that was great. Zolar, Reclude, the Dead also contributed. And to everybody else who wanted to get on that, maybe we could do that some other time. Brandon Vegas, from Charlie Rogers. Brandon Vegas is taking blame for being Charlie Rogers. That was great.
The asshat incident, now he's getting the Charlie Rogers bust.
Yeah, and the greatest thing is I told him I'm gonna have a talk with Zolar is what I told Zolar. I'm gonna have a talk with you. Like, it's like I got beef now, man. We gotta talk like men or something, man. I hope Zolar understands that was just a joke. He's a smart guy when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and no, I'm not.
He even played the whole thing out.
Yeah,
I sent him a number from my friend's cell phone.
Yeah, and no, I'm not going to be moving the Madhouse to PCU. I don't even talk to Ted. I've had like maybe one or two conversations with him online when he used to be.
Hey, we in PCU, baby.
Yeah, well, this is PCU. That was for everybody here. I'm not moving anywhere. Yeah. I love PCU. I love everybody here, and I love KDK.
Yeah, it was a prank to keep the thing looking real.
Yeah, we had to keep it theater of the mind. We had to keep Prank Mess on our side because, I don't know, it's just the thing to do. I don't know. It's a different avenue. Hey, but you know what? If I had taken a different attitude all this time, we would not have been able to have done that right now. That was great.
No, it'd have been over with.
Yeah, it would have been. So I think I'm definitely going to be passing that on to everybody. I'm going to have to make a copy of that tonight and listen to it because that was awesome.
Oh, that's going to be a classic.
Yeah, that was a classic.
The gang bang.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely, man. Bruno Vega even got in on that. That's crazy.
Tag team.
Oh, my God. He did Reclude, too, with that. That's so awesome.
Shit.
And I act all confused. I'm like, huh? What's going on? What? He's like, I can't hang up. Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Pushing the button.
Yeah, exactly. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, that's going to solve it. That's going to solve your problems right there for sure. Start beeping buttons. Oh, man. So, what else can we do now, Milkman?
Dude, I sent you a whole bunch on Google Talk of clubs here. If you're interested in any of those, they're always somebody there.
Yeah, okay. Problem that they're loud, but let me pull those up. Hang on. Because I saw you sent me the Tutu Benny restaurant, which I've called before.
Yeah.
I was that girl who kind of dug me or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. She was telling her about your scratch-off tickets and stuff.
Yeah, that I didn't get scratch-off, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was weird. Weedman wanted to get out on that too, huh? I'm seeing now. He wanted us to call him as a stoner resident. Unfortunately.
Yep.
Well, he's in Canada, too. I don't think I can call Canada. Well, I could, but it would probably take up all that phone card all that's left.
I think it's still local dialing.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, look at that. I didn't know. See, I never called Canada.
Prank Master's busting me now. Let me see what's going on.
Oh, so yeah, he thinks that you were giving me, because I told him. Just tell him you get the numbers and you give them to me. That's all you do. Tell him that, you know. I mean, that's your job right there.
Right.
take any shit from Brian Weston. I wonder, he can't listen, right? He doesn't have a computer.
No, he don't have a computer.
He just knows when the show starts. He started calling right at 9:15. He's like, Carlito's on. So, anyway, let me go into the chat room, look at what Lonesome's sending me here. He's got me with Sue Pranker, Musu Doe, Simi Booty, Virginia Baron Ho, Douglas Dick. Yeah, these are all the names I was using for Prankmaster, actually. Two of these are apparently Americans who live in Puerto Rico, which is interesting. Douglas Dick. I wish Reckley would call back and get him to do Bruno Vega calling the real Douglas Dick and telling him to get out of Puerto Rico. Damn it, man. Yeah, let me tell Reckley here real quick. Hang on there. Just bear with me, everybody. Oh, yeah. By the way, you want to reach us here. Of course, the website to go to is madhouselive.com. When you go to madhouselive.com, you'll be able to click on the Listen Join link on the top of the top right-hand corner of the page. And that's your key to get into the chat room. It's absolutely free. You can use your Java client for free on your web browser. Or you can use the IRC option. The server is irc.lazy-net.de. Again, that's irc.lazy-net.de. That's not a German server, though. It's American.
PCU.
Yeah, channels. PCU is the channel. Thank you very much, man. You're always so helpful. AOL Instant Messenger users, reach me at Madhouse Radio. Excuse me, Madhouse Radio. Google Talk, same thing, Madhouse Radio. Yahoo Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse PCU Radio. MSN users, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. And also MySpace, I'm on Madhouse Radio is the URL. MySpace.com/Madhouse Radio. I'm probably going to change that soon into one of those. You know how they have special pages for bands where you can post music and stuff? Sean Ward told me to go ahead and do that. That's a better option because I can put my prank calls up there. Spread them around, yeah. So anyway, let's go ahead and get that call in. Boonie sent me 20 numbers in the chat room. Hang on, let me go get that. Let's see what Boonie sent to me. Boonie. Oh, hell yeah, he did. Look at that. Hey, that's some shit. Alright, we got Rec Loop back here. Hang on, everybody.
You're on the Madhouse.
I need to be able to come, dude.
You want to come?
It's better with me.
It is better with you. Look, don't worry. I'll have that talk with Zolar and everything will be just fine. Don't worry, Frankie.
I don't know why you guys just fucking with me. No. You know what I found on a goddamn KDK site?
What did you find?
I found they put a soundboard of me.
Oh, no, they didn't. When will it stop? I don't know when this madness will stop.
Oh, no,
Frankmaster, the best thing you can do is keep calling in. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, well, did you play the pranks on me?
Yeah, well, no.
I'm the master of pranks.
I know. You're very good. You make everybody laugh with your pranks. So I would not lie about something like
what
that.
What about the prank dwink? I like that prank.
I don't know about that. Well, you kind of threaten people that you're going to bomb them. You know,
I don't bomb nobody. I don't hurt nobody.
I know. You're peaceful. You just molest people. Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't mean that.
Wait.
No.
Don't cry. I go show all your back.
All right,
enough of that.
Yeah, enough of that
shit. Let's just call it pranks and fucks.
Okay, do you want to try that plan I had? We got Douglas Dick in Puerto Rico.
Douglas Dick,
Douglas Dick, or there's also a Virginia Ho. I don't know what that's.
Virginia who?
Virginia Ho. Virginia Baron Ho. I don't know. I think Douglas Dick is a better shot to be an actual white person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a guy answered there about 30 minutes ago, so you should be straight. It's an hour later over there, same time as Milkman's place, right?
It's like 11:30 or something.
Puerto
Rico is still the same time, Carlito.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because they don't have a time change. I don't know. I used to go to Puerto Rico every year. I should know this, but you're actually going to be calling Rio Piedras, which is a city near San Juan, which is pretty ghetto. So this might be actually interesting. I don't know why anybody from the States would want to live there, but there it is. So.
Okay. So it's San Pedro.
Rio.
Where it's near.
it's near San Juan. It's very near San Juan.
San Juan, okay,
it's
all right.
It's a suburb of San Juan, and the guy's Douglas. They just tell him, you know, just like here, you would tell me that I need to get out because, you know, I'm taking your job, shit like that. Well,
yeah, so I say, hey, you fucking, you bastard.
Cracker.
You fucking honky cracker. No, you Yankee. You go back to fucking.
You're gringo. That's what you gotta say, gringo.
Gringo, you gringo. Bastard.
You gringo.
You ain't no part of us.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's
You're
do
gonna
it.
Have to go back to your country.
There we go. Everybody, this is reverse racism at its best.
Reverse racism.
Let's try it. We'll be right back in just a second, everybody. Okay, Bruno.
Hey.
All right.
What's up? Okay. Hello?
Stop.
Yeah. What are you doing taking our jobs? You gringo.
Stop. Huh?
Why are you in this country taking the jobs from the brown-skinned people? You explain that to me. Why, you think it's funny? Why don't you open your mouth, you coward? Hello? Show yourself. You piece of shit.
Hello?
I'm coming from San Juan. And I am going to stick something far up your ass. It's going to be a nice blade. You go back overseas, you fucker.
Please enter your destination number now.
Let's call Virginia now.
Fuck, man. That guy didn't want to put up a fight.
Yeah, he's a faggot.
He probably knows.
Yeah,
no. Like, I had that call before.
He's like, oh, shit. It's probably Bruno Vega is trying to get him.
Yes. Virginia home.
This never works when I do it like that.
See ya.
Hello? Virginia?
No, I don't.
Virginia, I'm going to speak to Virginia right now, please.
Excuse me?
I want to speak to Virginia.
Virginia is sleeping by now. She's not.
Okay, well, you go and get her, man, because this is really important.
Who's calling?
This is Bruno Vega.
King?
Hey, why you come to this country? You take away the jobs from the blue collars? You bastard. Get Virginia right now. I'm going to come to your house, man. You don't fuck around with me. Bruno Vega. You hear that name? You tremble in fear.
Who you are?
I am Bruno Vega. It's who am I? You speak a correct English. Or you sound like some kind of Puerto Rican. So why you take the jobs from the real Americans like me? I was born in this country. Well, I was born close to this country. And it makes me sick. So you go get Virginia now. You wake her up. It's an emergency.
Please enter your destination number now.
Damn it, man.
I want to start calling, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, act like, it's going to be like, I don't appreciate you. Like act like a hillbilly, but
yeah.
With a Spanish accent.
Exactly, like Spanish. Well, I was thinking about calling and trying to get people to join the Ku Klux Klan in Puerto Rico, see how that would work, you know?
Oh, God, that would be funny.
That'd be like, yeah, we got a Puerto Rican problem here in this place. We got to get some people together. Good wife.
Call, you got any numbers in, like, Atlanta? Some, like, deaf or black number, like Jenkins or...
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking...
Williams and shit. Yeah, Conrad. Yeah, well, that's a plan for the future for sure. Well, hey, Reclu, thank you very much. And you're going to be on Tuesday night again, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
All right, you got everything worked out with that problem you had with the...
Yeah, I went and bought a mixer today because I'm fucking tired of this. It's like, the reason is because I got like fucking half... I got so much fucking equipment down here, but I can't use it with that DirectX because I haven't got a... All our sound cards are compatible with like a different kind of standard. So I have to use, like, the regular jacks in the back.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
So what I'm going to do is I got a way to bypass it. I got to set up some crazy shit just so it'll work.
Okay.
But I got it all hand. I'm going to have a microphone permanently, like, taped to the phone. And then I'll be able to talk, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll talk through the receiver, but everybody will hear it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah,
on the other end.
Yeah, I figured you should get a phone patch, man. They're not. I don't think they're that. I'm gonna get one soon. They're not.
My fucking boss has one. It's like $150. There, it's so nice.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I used to use it all the time. I use it to record so many pranks, and then he fucking, like, hid it from me because, you know, I like to prank people.
Yeah. Oh, really? So he's like, oh, that's an... Exactly.
Bastard. He fucking hid it. He won't tell me about it. I said, I want in that room right now because he knows I'm using it.
Yeah.
So he, like, locked the room and shit. I'm like, yeah, you fucker.
Bastard.
Yeah, so that's all right. I'll just... I'll get it together.
Well, you know what? You know what I did? I bought two for $13. I got it hooked up so I can talk. It's going straight to the computer. All I had to talk into the handset, but... I can hear through the headset. You know what I mean? Kind of like, it's a lot better sound quality. It's a lot easier than...
Really? You have to send me what you got. I'll go ahead and get it.
It's a lot easier.
You
know what? I'll send you a copy of exactly what I got on the Radio Shack receipt. That's where I got it. $13.
Oh, shit.
It was one cable and two adapters. It's you want, I don't know, one-third, I don't know, something like that. I don't know.
Oh, God, dude, yeah, send me that. I'll go buy that, like, tomorrow instead. Yeah. I'll fucking take this mixer back then.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, well, the mixer is good for other stuff, though, but hey, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, we got fucking tons of mixers down here. I mean, we got, like, this $120,000 mixer.
Oh, shit.
I can't even use for this fucking shit. It pisses me off. So,
you got, like, all these nice, expensive tools, and you can't even...
I can't even use them. Like, the condenser mics would just... There's no way. They would be way too sensitive.
Damn it.
Like, it would just be, like, crazy.
Right.
But anyways, like, I tried to use that Beta 87 one night. It's real nice. It's like a $200 mic. It's, like, one of our cheapest. So I tried to use it, but it was, like, going crazy.
Oh,
so.
Shit. All right.
But anyways.
All right. Well, everybody be
Yeah, man. Send me the, if you could send me the fucking receipt or whatever, man.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll copy down exactly, like, the serial numbers or whatever, and you'll know exactly what to get or, you know what I mean. I'll send you. I'll hook you up. I'll tell you what you got.
That's cool. Did you like the theme song to the hand release?
No, did I hear it yet? No. Did I?
I'm about to send it to you.
Oh, yeah, send it to me. Yeah, send it to me.
It's like
sure.
Me singing like Michael McDonald, punking out Little Molester Bitch. And
oh, okay. Oh,
Ball.
Yeah, I did hear that. I did hear that. Yeah, me and Athena were actually listening to that laughing. We were on the couch listening to that. That was a great night. All right,
yo.
All right, well,
I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that was Reclude, everybody.
Hello.
Thank you very much, Reclude, for calling into... Sorry, everybody. Just bear with me here. While I try to get him, I'm going to give him one more chance to get on. He's logging off now. That's a good sign. Let me do the same. And log back in. I want to comment real quickly on next week's show. There is a slight, small possibility that I will not be able to do a show next week. If so, I will have a best of that I've already created, of the best of, I think it's like four different shows. I took the best part of all four of them. So it's a really funny show. It's stuff that you've heard before, but you've only heard it once before, and it's all cut up, so you won't even know. So be sure to listen next. I'm 90% sure I'll be here, but just in case I'm not, for some reason, which I can't explain right now, unfortunately. If I'm not, there will be a show. I'll send a copy to Milkman, KDK, whoever I can, to see if they can broadcast it for me. But there'll be a show next week. No matter what, there'll be a Madhouse episode, and there's only a 1 in 10% chance that it won't go on. Let's try Milkman once more.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, this is a party room, man. I'll take your order, please.
All right, I want extra party tonight. Extra.
Okay, extra party. Okay,
dirty,
it's like with extra cheese.
Extra KY, actually.
All right, can we interest you in a double serving of that?
No, I don't like double. No. Just
single.
Right. I don't like to go too crazy. Anyway.
All right.
Well, hey, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna take my first break of the night. Woo!
Cool, man.
Yeah. Are you excited about that?
I'm ready to go, dude.
All
I'm right. Back on the air, and now I can go pee.
All right, great. Well, hey. Now's your chance. All right, everybody. We'll be right back in just a moment. It is now 10:45. Go ahead and come through with those numbers if you have them. When I come back, I'm going to try to hit a few numbers that Boonie sent me. It's got me some dude selling a Furby, a bike for sale, an Afro-Hawaiian erotic servicer calls herself a brick house. Look at that. Wow. Can you imagine that?
Jesus.
Calls herself a brick house. Free skin analysis, minister for weddings, 20 years experience. That's got to be funny. Ice cream truck for rent, private bartender for hire, Halloween tarot reader, a janitor who has equipment for sale, and a taco stand that's for sale. That's interesting. And, of course, Lonesome is coming through with some numbers. I want to try to hit some more of those. So, We'll be right back in just a moment, everybody. Please stay tuned. If you're listening to Madhouse on PCU Radio.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Stay tuned for more Madhouse on PCU Radio.
What? What are you, motherfucker?
Time to take them pants off. Carlito is back.
I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
The Madhouse is on PCU.
When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
Everybody, Carlito is indeed back. Milkman?
Yeah, baby.
What's this that you're telling me? Now, Prankmaster is saying that he wants you to call him?
Yeah, he's, I guess he must be upset from all the going wrong calls that were going on the air. And I'm having trouble with my Sprint service right now, and I can't even call him. So I told him I'd have to wait till later to call him.
Okay, and you're going to try to ease his mind about whatever it is that's bothering him, I suppose.
I guess. I just, you know, I can't stay on the air all night with him on the phone, but I mean, I'll try and call him here in a little bit if I'm, you know, if he's still up and I'm awake.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Alright, well, hopefully everything works out with him. What's Reclude doing? Reclude's posting in what's been going on. Yeah, Reclude is pretty much saying that he owned him. I was telling Pragmas that directly.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
he said
yeah.
He blocked him or something. So.
Yeah, I guess he finally blocked him. So hey, yeah. So you like the Johnny Cash song? Yeah, I remember that video was big news. I remember seeing the video and like whatever. And then I finally got around to checking out the song today after wow. I saw that commercial. Yeah, that was cool. And I read all about it. His last recording. It's pretty appropriate for his.
What's
life.
The name of the song?
It's called Hurt.
Hurt. My God, it just puts chills on my spine. Yeah. That's the Man in Black, dude.
Yeah,
well, he was cool as hell, man.
No, if you watch the video, mm-hmm. it's even better because they apparently shot him in a way where it's in his house and it's just mm-hmm. He has no makeup. They don't bother getting the best angles. They show him as it is him. That's exactly like he wanted it. And he looks
old guy by then. Man,
he's
I'm sure.
old. He was old. He was dying. He was sick. You know. And he's just. And it shows him in his house. And then I guess there's some kind of Johnny Cash museum in California that was flooded over and got closed down because people lost interest in it and it was all decaying and all broken. And they were showing that mm-hmm. in the video. They were showing it, and it was like a testament to his life. Like, he was this great thing, and now he's just all broken and everything.
Yeah.
It was really...
Oh,
and then they kept
God.
Showing, like, pictures of his past, like his youth when he was uh-huh. young and everything. And,
yeah, in the 60s, man. Yeah. He always had that black leather jacket and everything.
Yeah.
And they call him the Man in Black because, like, everybody, even the establishment, couldn't stand him. And all the kids liked him, you know, because he was, like, cool, you know?
Yeah.
He was even a partier and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so he lived life, like... People like him, man, I wish I could say I live like Johnny Cash, because he lived it to the max. You know what I mean? Like, people like that.
Dude,
Jimi Hendrix.
He was the ultimate.
You got Jimi Hendrix. He just went out in his life. You know what I mean? He died young, but he fucking...
Yeah.
You know,
he made his career in 3 years. He made fame in 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
He was undiscovered, and in 3 years, he was internationally renowned
and
universally now.
Yeah, and then gone, just like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Poof.
Bob Marley's another one, died too early.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, exactly.
Janis Joplin.
Richie Valens.
Yeah, Keith Moon.
The Big Bopper is another mm-hmm. one.
John Bonham.
Well, how can we forget more recently you have from Nirvana, damn it, the hell is that guy's name? Kurt Cobain. Yeah, Tupac and Biggie, you can say to an extent, I guess, if you want to go that way. It's fucking...
And the guy from, Alice in Chains.
The
singer.
Oh, the singer.
It'll hit me in a minute.
Well.
Somebody send me this name.
Somebody send. I'm sure someone in the chat room knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're reminiscing on fucking bullshit. Here's a Tori Amos cover that smells like Teen Spirit, which is very sad. You just think about. It's very crappy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way she sings it. It's just so shitty, though. I mean, I can just imagine Kurt Cobain hearing this and just loading up his shotgun. You know what I mean? So horrible. This is what did it. You probably heard this.
Oh my god.
Oh, Jesus.
It even sounds depressing.
I know. God. Tori Amos. What a twat she is.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, she does some okay stuff, but that one there makes me want to fart. Yeah,
at least you want to fart? The fuck is that? I just want to fart. That's so disrespectful. You don't even want to, like, spit. It's like, I want to fart. It makes you want
to fart.
It makes
you
want
to
shit on
some,
it makes me want to shit on somebody's chest. You know, it's like some nasty
yeah.
shit.
Put a plastic plate over your face, baby.
Oh, God damn it. Goddamn
I'll shit on it.
You know, yeah, isn't that a hot plate? I think you know a little bit too much about that, man. That's kind of weird. Anyway, so in the chat room, there's a lot. The numbers have grown. I see our listening numbers. You know, this show, people listen to my show. I think start listening to it later. Well, no, I think Zolar picks up numbers when I watch, like around midnight. He gets steamrolling around midnight. I steamroll about 10:30. I start
right.
peaking, yeah, and I hold my numbers until like 11:30, and then I usually quit. Nowadays, I usually quit around 12. Because I need
yeah,
to get sleep.
Well, you've
man.
Got work schedule and everything, so you know, and you're always going to be on a work night.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, what was I going to say? Very important. Just to let you know, I'm a college student. I'm taking a semester off because I went to school from, I started in January of 2003. And went all the way straight without taking a semester off all the way until until July. And I'm talking about I took summer semesters, I took winter semester every single day for all that time. I went to school straight and I got my degree. I got my degree, my associates, and I'm getting ready to go to. I'm going back to a 4 year. I was going to a 4 year university when I first got out of high school. I was 18,
right.
Just turned 18 like a month, and I had my first. First apartment with my friend Andy, who's on the show. He was my roommate,
cool.
Another friend of ours. And I wasn't ready, and I really fucked up, and I ended up getting suspended from the university. So I had, and then I took like 3 years off, and I had, just life mistakes. I got involved with a girl who was a drug addict.
You had to get your priorities in line.
Yeah. Then again, I made some bad mistakes in my life. I held a few crappy jobs and. But I turned myself around, and I finally got to a point where I could afford to go to school again. I had a full ride to a 4 year university here in Orlando.
Oh man!
University of Central Florida, and I lost it. I was young, but you learn. But now, I really appreciate it. But I'm going to go back triumphantly. Going to go back to the same university that I kicked out of. You know what I mean?
All right,
so it's
you
like
go,
yeah,
man.
It's like something really big for me. So, but I decided to take a semester off. Because I didn't want to go burnt out, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Don't get burnt out, man. You know, you just give you a chance to breathe and relax and feel like you're alive again, and just disconnect from the strain, and then you'll come back full force.
Exactly. So that's the word to all the younger. I know a lot of younger people listen to this show. Don't be too quick after getting out of high school, bro, to jump into college. Take a year off and travel, or just fucking chill at home and smoke and drink with your friends who stay or. Whatever, you know what I mean? You want to get that break. You need a break after high school. Since you're 5 years old, all the way for 13 years, you're going to school. I mean, yeah, you get summers off, but shit. I mean, you're senior year, you have all that pressure, prom and graduation and getting your grades in on time. And you don't want to be jumping
SATs.
In. Yeah, SATs, fuck. You know, yeah. And then if on top of that you're having to deal with, oh, I got to apply for the university, and I got to apply, and I got to get accepted. Am I going to accept it? Forget. You know, I wish I would have known. I would have taken a year off, and I would have traveled. I had money. I had a choice. I had an allotment of money. It was like I could get a car, get an apartment, get all this stuff for myself, and pay for some of my school, which I ended up not having to. I had a full ride, but. You know, and instead of taking that money, I was given an option. I could go travel for a while, just around the country, see New York, see California and shit. Or I could have just moved out of my own, and I decided to move out of my own. Worst mistake I ever made in my life.
Yeah, man, that's a tough blow, man. Especially since, you know, you had the full ticket, you know, damn near ticket.
Exactly.
But, you know, you learn from these kind of things, Carlito. You learn, you know.
Yeah. So what I was trying to get to in all this is in January, I will be going back to school. So, knock on wood, I won't have to start the show at 10 o'clock anymore. I want to keep starting at, in theory, 9:15, but in truth, that's, you know, 9:30 with me. Sometimes I started, you know, well, last week I started almost at 10. So, I may have to change back the start time to 10 o'clock if I end up with a Thursday night class, which would probably be over around 9:30. I live right down the street, so it wouldn't take that long to get home.
Cool.
But I'm just concerned that if I get a class that ends at 9:45 or something like that, I may have to start the show at 10:30 even, or 10:15. I'll stay up at that point. I'll induce myself, you know, with caffeine or whatever to do a show. I'll still be here Thursday nights, but I may not be starting as early as I am now. I may not be starting in the 9 o'clock, or I may be starting at 10, or maybe even 10:30, up to 10:30, I would estimate. So. But that's way in the future.
We'll definitely be using all those Western numbers then.
Yes, definitely. We'll definitely be have to, because at that point it's too late to call West Coast. But, you know, there's every, you know, KDK starts at 10, you know what I mean? So does Zolar.
Yeah, but see, he's on a different day. We're on Thursday, the day before the last day.
Yeah. People
so it does kind of affect the dynamics where other people, you know, have almost a weekend show that, you know, uses their number. So, so you know, it's a lot better chance of, you know, getting some response from the calls, you know.
Right.
Everybody's in bed on our show.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right?
So they're really pissed, you know. Hardly anybody's ever drunk. They're like, hey, what are you throwing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it'll work out. I mean, we'll call the West Coast. It's still going to be 7-something. Come on, man.
Yeah, man. We can get some good numbers out of this shit. Yeah, man. Well, that's good. You're going to take a break, man. This will be a plus for all our listeners, then, definitely.
Yeah, well, I'm halfway out of my break, so don't worry. There will be a show. Just I'll keep you updated as the months come by. And I still have to go down to university. I have a whole appeal process. I have to go in front of the dean and all these people. And, oh, it's going to be horrible. And I got to pay money up the ass to do it, too, apparently. Because I owe the university, no joke, about $330 in fines.
Oh, damn.
And that's including... I had 4 library books that I kept out for 7 years. So they said that they told me that they would not charge me the fines if I just turned in the books, apparently. And fucking, this is Prankmaster just calling over and over again. I can't put him on right now. I'm talking philosophically. Damn it. Whoa. Okay. I just fucked up the phone setup, so that's probably going to make a loud noise when I turn it on.
It wouldn't be loud.
No. When I turn on the phone, it probably will be again. They're and the chairman asking you why I would get a night class. Jesus or Jesus is asking me. That would be because I work also. I work a normal.
You have a daylight job.
I wake up at 6 a.m. Now because I'm actually not getting up. I used to get up at 5. I want to get back to that. I used to get up at 5 and, you know, drink my coffee. Do my email, go out, you know, go down to the gym here at the apartment complex, come home and get ready for work, take a shower and everything, smoke a bowl, take a shower, you know, and all that. And that's another thing. I need to quit smoking weed, man. I'm like, it's getting insane with me smoking weed right now. It's not a joke.
I know, man.
I'm talking like...
Man. I used to partake quite a bit, dude, you know.
I mean,
thank the Lord, man. 10 years, man, not a puff.
You know, I need a new job. I got to quit, and it's just like right now financially, it's only $25 a week, but still, that's $100 a month. I mean, I'm on a short budget myself. I mean, I barely make it as it is. But I have to work. I'll work from 7:30 until 4:30 every day, Monday through Friday. I get weekends off at least, but I do my show. I'll do my show tonight. I'll probably get to sleep around 1, and I'll have, you know, 5 hours. Sometimes I don't fall asleep until like 3. If I had a good show, I'll listen to it again right there. I'll want to listen. Like tonight, I'll probably listen to the first hour of the show again. After we get
that gangbang call is going to be hilarious.
You know, I should
be rolling.
If there's enough requests for it, I'll replay it. I'll replay it as I listen to it. I'll listen to it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. If the
I'm
chat
sure
room,
if you throw that out there on the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, in the chat room, if you're all listening, let me know. If you want that, I'll do that for you. We'll do a repeat of the first hour of the Madhouse. I'll probably end. In that case, I'll end at midnight because I'm actually really tired. To be honest with you, I've had a little, not much sleep this week, and I'm, to be honest with you, I'm on my 4th beer right now, And it's actually kind of dozing me. You know what I mean? Like, when you're tired, I should not have drunk.
Yeah, it hits you quick.
Yeah, it does. It does. So I'll be good for another hour.
How's the weather been up here anyway? I haven't heard nothing since I've been out off the air for so long.
Well,
y'all getting a dose of the weather? We've been having, like, rain like crap, dude.
Yeah, we had a lot of rain over the weekend, last weekend. This week it's just overcast, and it's down into the high 80s, which for us is... Oh my God, it's going to be fall soon. You know what I mean? It's kind of like everybody feels, you know what I mean? It's starting to cool down. It's not, because we normally get 96 with like 100% humidity. It's insanely hot and steamy outside, like a sauna. The humidity's just about gone right now, except it kind of rains and it's still around, but it's not like it's not horrible steamy outside. In about a month from now, we'll be very comfortable weather. Comfortable weather to open up your windows every night. I love having my windows open in my car. It's going to be great because, you know what, I held out my AC in my car, conked out, in June when the high was like 98 with the heat index with the humidity. It felt like 105, dude. 105 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And I would literally, dude, I would wake up in the morning, take a shower. This is at 7:30 a.m. that I would be in my car to go to work. And by the time I got to work, I was drenched. My back was drenched. I only live 8 minutes away from work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was that horrible. And I'm an AC addict. My apartment is always around. It's like 70 degrees in here or lower usually. Yeah. So it took me a lot of adjustment to get used to it. Yeah. Dead, if you want to find out what the temperature is, the weather is, because I see he's got that script. I'll do it, right? I can do it. I'm in Orlando, which is the 32817 area code. 1.
Yeah, I work at Florida Power, dude. Yeah. And I was working boilers and the fans, and I'd get inside them son of a bitches. And they would do this thing called squeezing, where they'd pump hot water up through the boiler tubes and cause all the ash and stuff to fall off.
Right.
You get inside that freaking boiler, man. It would be 90-some degrees outside. It'd be 106 when you walked in.
Right.
In full denim coveralls. You had to have a positive air-breathing mask on, hard hat, gloves, you know, boots. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah.
You would sweat off literally 8 pounds, man, in a shift.
Yeah. Wow, really? Damn it.
It was crazy, dude.
I got a friend in... at work who works with the Marines. He said the hottest place that he went to was Japan. He said he was stationed in Japan, and he said that place was so insanely uncomfortable in the summer. He said because it was just so humid. Like, in the desert in Iraq, it's hot, but there's no humidity. It's a dry heat. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. In Japan, it's about that hot, just under it, but it is insanely humid because they're like a little strips of islands in the middle of, like, the warm waters of the Pacific. It is insanely hot in the summer there. He told me that they dress head to toe in white. Everything is covered, everything except for the face, in white. And that's what is comfortable to them. That's what the Japanese do. But he's got some crazy stories about Japan.
Where was he at? Where was he at? Yokosuka or where?
He was Marines. I forget. I don't know. I don't know what base it is.
Atsugi?
I'm not sure. There's two, right? Well, probably the naval base, I assume. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
Yeah. Atsugi, probably.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so chat room, they're all playing with weather, the dead weather thing. I think he turned it off though. I like it when he does that. He's been having that. It's kind of fun to play with. Remember the other day I was in there. I think you were gone. He's got the script.
Something new.
Well, if you want to do it right now in the chat room, I think he turned it off, but you hit exclamation point, weather, space, and then a zip code or a city and state.
Uh-huh.
It'll give you the weather there. I guess he's got a script that does that. And the coolest thing, I was doing it, I was getting, what was I getting? Damn it, I got like Afghanistan, Iraq, Beirut, stuff like that. It was kind of cool. It's like,
cool.
It's actually getting kind of cool. Watch, I'll show you. They're going to do Afghanistan.
You mean it works by area codes or by longitude and latitude?
Area codes, zip codes was working, and then zip codes and then state, like city slash state, or I'm doing
city
slash town,
country.
Yeah, so I can do, some of them didn't work. Like, I think I got Iraq to work. Let me see.
Yeah.
I'm doing Kabul, Afghanistan. Watch. Yeah. It's 48 degrees Fahrenheit right now in Kabul. That's nice, man. That's like...
Oh.
You would think it'd be hot in Afghanistan, right?
No, man, Afghanistan's got a lot of mountains and shit, dude.
I guess that one Kabul.
They got that one valley that runs right up the middle, dude, where all of them Russians and everybody got wiped out.
Yeah.
And there's like no white men being ever seen hardly up in there ever. It's just so far remote and surrounded by mountains where all that good kush is growing at, baby.
Oh, yeah, kush, man. I've had kush purple. Once. I've had kush once. All I got to say is wow.
Oh, my God, man? Dude.
Right?
That's the shit.
Yeah, that is the shit, man.
That purple shit. Hair.
Yeah, so my weed dealer got, get this, my weed dealer starts hooking up with his stepmother, who's like 5 years older than him, but about 20 years younger than...
You mean like hooking up with her?
Hooking up, yeah, like they're...
Oh,
yeah.
Man, oh my God.
And his dad finds out, and they're getting divorced... So he brings up in court, yeah, he's a dealer, so he's got to stop selling. And he's in financial shit right now, too, so he can't even buy product, apparently, because his dad skipped out. They own a house together. The dad just left the house, and him, he's like, fuck it, you take it. You know what I mean? Just moved out on his own. So they were both on the deed. They owned the house. They bought it together, like, recently to sell it again in a few years, which is a stupid idea because the real estate market is about to crash. I am predicting by this time next year, the real estate market will have crashed. Especially here in Orlando, houses are so fucking overpriced. It's insane. Because Athena and I are actually trying to get a house together for to move out in February, and it's insane what they're asking for houses up here for what they are. And you know they're going to fall.
Orlando is nuts anyway.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
If you just moved a little bit out of town and could stand and drive, you'd get phenomenally low prices.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I lived on the lake for $150 a month, all utilities paid, AC day and night. I had a boat. I had everything was supplied, cleaning supplies, dishwasher, you name it, man, a washing machine, everything. $150 a month.
Lonesome is sending me numbers to places in Puerto Rico. That's just reminiscent. I wish I could go. I haven't been to Puerto Rico since like 3 Christmases ago, man. And I used to go every year. The day after school got out, I would be on a plane to my family in Puerto Rico, and I would come back maybe a day or two before school started again. So a third of the year of my life when I grew up was in Puerto Rico. So I consider myself that I was raised there, I guess. I say, you know, I was mostly raised here in Orlando, but that for me, that was, I mean, that was there in the best time. Yeah, I was there in the best time in the summer, man. We could go to the beach. And I have tons. I'm an only child, but I have tons and tons of cousins, and it used to be a riot.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
Man.
Yeah.
So,
if anybody was wondering, despite what my bio says, and I'm a Cuban son of what? I don't know what the hell it is.
I read it.
Yeah. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, actually. Mostly Puerto Rican. I have some Italian in me. I was born in Orlando, Florida. But I was partly raised in Puerto Rico, like I said. 3 months out of the 12 of every year, up until I was 18, I was in Puerto Rico with my family. So I consider I was raised in both places. I am American, as all Puerto Ricans are, of course. Milkman, you can attest to that. You're in the Virgin Islands. You're in the territory, so...
Oh, yeah, man. That's what I mean. I mean, I love it, dude. I love my expatriation status, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I could never be a Yankee again if I ever had a choice.
You know, you should move to Key West, man. Key West is a lot like the Caribbean. It's a lot. It's more.
There's Hurricane City, man. That's the reason why I was gonna retire and get a house there in Central Florida, man.
Yeah. Well, man.
I mean, I could get some hellacious deals outside of Ocala, man. Like great wild deals.
Ocala's a little remote, but it's nice. A lot of horse racing.
Yeah, man. But anywhere in through there, you wouldn't believe what you can get land and houses for.
Yeah,
a lot of old people pass away, and you can just get some knockdown debt deals.
Yeah, man, the city I grew up in, the old people passed away, and then the properties, the houses went up for rent, and people from New York came down and ruined it. I don't want to disrespect New York, but they went up to New York, the city sent some company up to New York and offered $300,000 for you to buy a house in the city I grew up in Florida, and to get you moved down and everything. I think it's like $250,000. So it's like enough to buy the house
and
get yourself set up and everything. So who lives in the ghetto in New York or wherever, like Brooklyn or Queens or whatever? I don't know. I'm not educated in New York. Who's going to live up there, get an offer to come down to Florida? You don't have to shovel snow anymore. You know, get yourself out of the hood, and they're going to give you $250,000 to do it. What the fuck are you going to do? You're going to get up and move, shit, right? Dude. You're going to move. So it now it's like New York now. It's what it fucking is now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's bullshit. Oh,
you need to check Zolar's IM.
He sent me a file. He sent me a file, and I have it, and I started getting on a tangent.
There's some kind of song that somebody asking me to play, and I don't have it.
I got it. No, I got it. I got it. I was going to play, but then I started talking about bullshit, and I forgot.
I didn't know if that's something you know, we wanted to mess with, or we wanted to start doing a few more calls, or exactly what you wanted to do with that.
Let's play it real
quick. I was kind of sitting back on it.
Hang on, I'm playing it right now, actually.
Hey, I just checked. I think we got the right name, Lane Staley. You're
my cup. All right.
That was the guy from Alice in Chains. You're my fat tea guy. You're my happy cake on your fatty little ass hole. You eat your eye. You're my cuppy cake gumdrop, fatty, fatty, fat boy. You're a stupid guy. You're a chubby, wubby, wubby, big, rolly, rolly, apple of the mother's eye. Cuppy cake gumdrop, sugar, whoopie, yookie. You're my fatty guy. You're my happy cake gumdrop, fatty little ass hole. Kick you in your eye. You're my cuppy cake gumdrop, fatty, fatty, fat boy. You're a stupid guy. You're a chubby, wubby, wubby, rolly, rolly, apple of your mother's eye.
I'm gonna
see your
ass before you fucking fly off.
It's cool for a ramp. There's no modulation.
That is insane, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was funny. Cool. So, I guess Frank was in the background talking. What was he? What, how did that happen? Is that off his show or something?
I have no idea where it came from. He just said, play a song, play a Zolar song. I wrote the music and edited it for him.
Yeah, Zolar sent it to me and Sidekick Chuck. It says he wrote the music and edited the audio clips, and it's very catchy. That was really
Zolar
cool.
Zolar says you need to check his IM he keeps sending.
Oh, he's sending me an IM. Hang on. You know, I got so many windows open now that I wouldn't
know. I know you do.
Hang on. Okay, starting from the left, Zolar. It's short, played if I want. The guy did the guitar himself. That would be Sidekick Chuck. So definitely Zolar gives props to Sidekick Chuck for his help on that.
You're my cuppy cake on drop, sugar, whoopie, whoopie.
Oh my god, man. Is that Zolar singing? That's Zolar singing, though, right?
That's not Zolar singing.
Who's that singing, though?
I don't know. I probably that dude, Sidekick, I guess.
Oh,
that's
really?
Not Zolar's voice.
No, I think that's Zolar's voice singing, man. Are you sure?
I don't know. I haven't heard it really good, so
you're
send it to me later.
I don't know. It sounds like it is. I don't know. Maybe
it's
wrong.
It's pretty twisted, man. Yeah. Whatever. Well, man, this thing here is going crazy with the weather shit, man.
Oh,
I can't believe that it's still having the buttons punched. I figure sooner or later somebody's going to start raising some hell over that.
He turned off. He turned it off last night. I was having fun with it. Like everybody was in there just throwing cities up and shit. Oh, cool. Cairo, it's 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Columbus, Ohio, where Reclute is 61 degrees. Bald Knob, Arkansas, 61 degrees Fahrenheit. See, that's what I wanted to be here right now, man. I can't wait. But I can't get over that, man. It's only 48 degrees in Afghanistan. That's insane. I wonder how hot it is in Baghdad. Someone do Baghdad, Iraq in there, please. Just one person now. Not everybody do Baghdad.
It's
but
been hot here, man.
Yeah. The first person who does Baghdad, Iraq in the chat room gets a prize. You're going to love the prize, I assure you. There's no prize. But seriously, I'll give you a shout-out in the air. I'll do that for you, and you'll earn my respect. And I'll send you one Carlito dollar, which would be good for the soon-to-come Carlito store. We're all I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be awesome if I had the Carlito store? That'd be so cool. Yeah, well, KDK has shirts, but I think that's a company where you can actually They'll, you just send them a logo, and they'll make a shirt for you for like, you know.
They've got places here they'll do that. Like, shit, you can get those little can holders, you know, Huggies and hats, all kinds of stuff.
All right. Well, hey, we need to stop bullshitting because I said I was going to end the show in about 37 minutes from now. I'm going to call it the show probably.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
Surprised the phone ain't rang.
Yeah.
Well, you turned it off, didn't you?
No, I didn't. Well, the toll-free line for everybody is...
I got to tell Prankmaster, he keeps sending me these messages, and I'm not to break it to him that you ended up going back on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he's what now? He stopped trying to call in, though. I was afraid to talk to him. Yeah. He's probably...
Well...
What the hell, dude? Well, you know what? And, actually, Psycho Chuck is confirming that was Zolar singing on his show last night while talking to Prankmaster. That's funny. So he was actually turned us into Prankmaster.
Zolar must come on late because I stayed up for a while waiting for Zolar. Well, shit, I ripped a good part of the night. I'll have to just look back and see.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think I heard part of it. I was zoning in. I was kind of messed up last night, too.
I was so pissed off. I was fighting with the computer.
Yeah.
And well, actually, you know, I talked to you, remember?
I'm sorry. Yes, you did. Yes, I knew. Yeah, you were having computer trouble. Yeah.
Amazingly enough, XP Restore worked. The only time
in
my whole damn life that I ever needed it to work, and I never thought it would, and I pushed the button and it worked. I about fell over, dude.
Oh, shit, dude. That's craziness.
That has been the most worthless piece of shit for me ever, man.
Really?
I don't know. You know, I've tried so many times to do a restore when I've had problems. Nothing. So I use Norton GoBack normally.
I hadn't
installed GoBack yet, you know, and like I said, everything just went crazy. You know what I figured out part of the problem was? It wasn't just the Microsoft updates. I have I got a different keyboard, and it has drivers for it, right? And when I put them drivers in, it just made the system go whacked.
Wow.
And I even downloaded them from the site.
Yeah, well, hey, it's 69 degrees in Baghdad, Iraq. You gotta love that, huh? That goes out to all our boys and girls, or men and women in Iraq fighting there. I may not agree with the war. It's for unjust causes, but I support the troops. Bill, man, you support the troops, don't you? You're in the Army yourself. You're an Army Ranger, right?
Yeah. I was, man. That's where I first got into cow milking.
Yeah.
And by the way, the people were asking about what happened to my hand, okay? Well, last week during this computer outage, I was trying to get the milking machine adjusted, and the thing went haywire, man, and got stuck on my fingers. So the milking machine tore hell out of my fingers.
So you got your hands. You did not lose fingers, but you did have extensive trauma through your fingers.
Well, right? There was a lot of trauma, and but see, my fingers, you know, will automatically regenerate. You know, vegetatively regenerate. So anything that was, you know, snipped off will grow back like a tail on a chameleon, you know, or
gecko,
you know, same thing.
Well, that's crazy. Well, glad to know you're okay. Thank you very much for that news update.
I appreciate everybody's concern.
Everybody, you should have heard everybody, man. God damn, that was loud.
I was bumming, dude. I was having major withdrawal. You were nothing. Yeah. All I had was just the stuff I ripped.
Oh, nasty. All right, look, we gotta do a call. That's enough. Enough talking
right.
for now. No, I'm talking for Baghdad Chance of Mushroom Cloud. Very good, Zola. Very good. I like that one. That was kind of funny. Must be nice to our Muslim friends in the chat room, DTT, and I don't know who else.
Well, definitely, man. There's a big bullshit cloud over that in Washington right about now.
Yeah. Oh, man, isn't Bush a dumbass? You know he blinked 24 times after a question? I saw the interview, man, with Matt Lauer. They asked Bush. He was... Bush is out there in Louisiana at 6:45 a.m. and I'm up doing my things here. I've got I've got my HD TV on, and I got, you know, the Today Show on HD is what I usually do, and drinking coffee, looking at using the laptop, and I'm watching Bush get interviewed, and Matt Lauer asks him, "Do you think it's fair that the American people have to pay for the war in Iraq, and the Iraqi people aren't sharing any financial burden for it, while the victims of Hurricane Katrina are being offered loans that they're going to have to pay back within 10 years. And Bush,
they can't also file bankruptcy anymore."
And Bush had, like, he started to talk, had a 3-second pause, like, blank stare, blinked his eyes 24 times, I think, in a scope of 3 minutes total. And I think, and he just said, "I'd rather not talk about that right now." It was as such an ass. I have it on my DVR. It's recorded. And
Save that clip, man. I'd love to have that one.
Yeah,
man.
I'm gonna keep it on there. I have stuff on there since January, man. Like episodes of shows that were.
Hell yeah, burning off into an MPEG or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn to I'm gonna have to buy a TV capture card. Soon.
Okay, yeah. If you got a way to get it in your PC, you can just convert to like an MP4.
Well, I've already learned how. I've found a website that talks about the specific box. I have like it actually records stuff in HD, dude. Like I can record TV shows in high def. I can 22 hours worth of high def I can record, or 80 hours of regular TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a HAPEG TV card. I just plug in my USB port. And it's got a tuner built into it, and you know, it just automatically starts playing whatever I'm watching on TV. Plus, it's got an S-Video input, so whatever I put on my S-Video, you know, my camera or whatever, and you know, I have a camera I keep out in the stables there to watch the cows to make sure that, you know, nobody's going in there and bother them at night. So
hey, let me ask you real quick.
I plug it in there sometimes.
All right, we're gonna do a prank call, but before I do that, Mark, it says Mark Guitar. That's Jupe, isn't it? I believe that's Jupe. He sent me a file of him playing. Let me play that real quick for him because he's still in the chat room. I believe this is. He said this is him.
On my ribbons tied, is my hair in place? Have I got a cute expression on my face? And my shoes all shine. I'll try keeping line when I'm dancing in the show tonight.
What the hell?
Does my shortcut step? So
that's enough of that.
That's pretty catchy, dude.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, but I can't. That's a long file. I can't play all that. Who is this?
That'd be definitely a prank master. He'd love that one.
That was from Mark Guitar in the chat room. Thank you. That was cool. I'll give you a listen props for that.
Yeah.
He asked me to play that for him, and I aim to please. I definitely
am. You do a good job, too.
Yeah, well, thanks. Okay, who are we going to call?
Athena's the one that told me that.
Oh, yeah? She told you about that? Yeah, you know, she knows.
Yeah.
She knows what's up. She knows what's up. Okay. Let's see.
Make a call.
Yeah, let me call the real Bruno Vega. I'm going to call the real Bruno Vega and Winchester. And this one goes out to a recluse who is the purveyor of the world-famous Bruno Vega call. Bruno Vega. Well, the Bruno Vega voice is. I love it, dude.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I know, man. Freaking nuts.
Yeah, prick.
Yeah, prick. You fucking asshole. All right, everybody. We'll be right back with the real Bruno Vega in just one moment. You listen.
Hello, may I speak to Bruno, please?
This is him.
Look, I want to talk to you about something, man. Who do you think you're going around? You called my cousin in Puerto Rico, and you said that you're going to kick his ass, man.
Hey, you got the wrong one.
No, man, this is Bruno Vega in Winchester.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've had the house for my sister-in-law for a long time, and he said you're calling him in Puerto Rico.
Hey,
talking
you got the wrong one.
Talking that shit, man.
You got the wrong one.
Look, man, I'm up here. I'm in Richmond, man. I'm not too far from
you.
Hey,
you got
you know?
The wrong one.
You're gonna have you a problem. You're gonna find yourself with a problem
hey,
with me.
You
look,
got the wrong one.
What, you afraid of me, man? What's up,
hey,
Bruno?
Hey, you got the wrong one.
You're a pussy, man.
You got the wrong one.
That's all you can say. You got the wrong one. I know what you done, you son of a bitch. You Vegas are a bunch of dirty people.
Well, he didn't stay on for long. Jeez. That was a nice try, though. Milkman, where the hell are you? I lost Milkman. I'm not off the air, am I? No. Apparently I'm not. Hang on. Milkman. Oh, I know why.
Yeah, it brought me down.
There you are. Durr. I forgot. I brought the wave. Yeah. That was okay.
That was a good call. I was laughing my ass off. That's all you was missing.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, that's unfortunate that he couldn't... he couldn't get into with me. I was trying to push. I was trying to prod. I was like, yeah, I can get him to.
Yeah,
I can get him to crack.
Exactly.
I can get him to crack.
He wouldn't bite.
He
wouldn't
bite. He was close. He was getting agitated, you know.
Yeah, he almost broke over.
Yeah. Well, let's call Miss Crap. I have a Macatela Galagigigiga Crap. I don't know what the hell that first name is, but I'm going to make fun of her. As it was a black woman who answered at 9:33 p.m. just 2 hours ago, but she lives in Georgia. Maybe she's up still. Hang on, everybody. We'll try her now. Georgia.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this Macatela? Is this Matakala Hejikala?
No, you got the wrong number.
Is this Miss Crap?
No.
Who this is?
Who you want?
I'm looking for Miss Crap.
Look, I
lost something. I lost my cell phone, and I'm trying to see. I got to call my son. Hello?
Well, you got the wrong number.
This is not Miss Crap?
No, he's not.
I'm looking for Magda Halakajika.
You got the wrong number.
Magda Hukakalika?
Please enter your destination.
She didn't last too long either. That,
that was a good one.
Try to get her. You know who I want to call again? I wanted to call her every week.
We need to do Nautica again.
Was that her? The lady that talked to me about Turkey?
No. I got those numbers. You still got the number, right?
No. Do you have that number still? I lost it.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Yeah. I usually save all my numbers, but I'm behind on that, too. Cause
I saved that list.
If you don't send me numbers in AOL, if you're sending me in Google like you do, I don't archive them. And it's a bad thing.
Yeah, there's no way to archive unless you cut and paste.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I keep forgetting to do that, and I kicked myself because those are great numbers. You still have them?
So yeah.
It's awesome. Get that. You can put Google Talk in Trillion?
No.
Yeah.
Where is it? I didn't see the plugin. They got a plugin for it now?
But you have to use Trillion Pro, though. And I can't.
Well, why don't you bust out a serial number for me, man?
I can't find one, man. I can't find it.
I've been looking for one, too.
I know. You got a virus trying to find one, and I actually went online on several peer-to-peer networks trying to find a copy of it, and everyone had a virus. Every single one had a virus on it that I found. I was like, fuck it.
Yeah. There's a bunch of shit, man. That's why I don't use that peer-to-peer, because all them DM viruses on there.
So if anybody knows of a working serial or a crack that's legit for Trillion, to upgrade it to Trillion Pro, by all means, please let me and Lookman know, because we could use that. Because we depend on Google Talk a lot, actually, so that's our alternate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's kind of cool to have something independent in case Trilling goes down, but we can still communicate in Google, you know what I
exactly.
mean?
Exactly.
We might even have to, but it'd be nice. I just like to see it on there. It'd be cool, you know what I mean? Just have it on there also. You're like, God damn it, yeah.
Hey man, if they get us a cereal or something, man, we'll give them a ticket into the Carlito's store or
exactly.
do a special request call
them. Yeah, that's definitely enough for a free Carlito Madhouse shirt, which will become available as soon as I get it set up, which is probably gonna be like a year from now. Let's try to get some more listeners and shit before we start doing that. Yeah. So anyway, all right. Shall we continue?
Yeah.
Let's continue.
I just found it now. Let's see.
Okay. That's right. You're finding that. So send that to me. Mm-hmm. Send that to me in AOL if you don't mind.
All right.
All right. So I can keep that way. Even if I don't save it.
I'm just trying to remember her name.
All right.
If I say it, was it Isidra Colon?
You know what? I have it here. I think I asked for her.
It wasn't Tasha and Booty Stink, because that was the husband.
No, that was the husband and wife.
Oh, it was. Oh, okay. Okay, I remember.
I can find it in a second. Let me see here.
I just got a big text. I got to look through it here.
Yeah, I actually had to play an episode here that I just edited today, which is available as well as
Menzies. Menzies.
I don't know. As well, all the good shows are at madhouselive.com. Again, that's madhouselive.com. Past episodes are up there, and prank calls from the show, edited out, are in there. And the archive shows are edited. You don't have to sit there and listen to the music if you don't want to. You don't have to listen to the breaks. You don't have to listen to the dialing. You don't have to listen to the wrong numbers or the unfunny parts, because it's all edited out. All I put in there is what was actual good show. So it's much shorter than listening. Yeah, and you can hear it straight through. So
just get the straight meat.
Yeah, exactly. The straight meat. Right. Yeah, man, I need to get an iPod too. I have so much shit that I want to buy. I want to get an iPod Nano. I want to get the black one. The black one looks hot, man. The iPod Nano looks
fucking
sexy.
The 20 gig one, but it's not worth the extra money for the black, though.
No. Is it extra money for the black? I didn't know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I had to buy it. $50. I had to be
If I was going to do that, I would just go ahead and get the 60.
I had to buy the Sirius Exact Jockey. Sirius handheld Walkman tuner. I gotta buy that too before Howard goes on. Because look, I need to hear that shit, man. Especially Zola's gonna be on there. I'm gonna hear that shit. I had XM for a while. I canceled XM recently in order to get Sirius, but I haven't bought the.
Wonder when that's supposed to start with Howard Stern. Is he supposed to start on that?
January 1st. If you go to howardstern.com, you'll see a countdown clock. Actually, my friend.
Okay.
That's the latest. He might go earlier. I don't think he's gonna go earlier anymore, but. Consequently enough, he's named his two channels, what is it, Douche 100 and Bag 101, I think it is. So I'm going to play right now. These are, no lie, these are the first sounds, the very first sounds from that station. So this is history in the making right here. This is the first sounds that came through on Sirius Channel 100, which is Howard Stern's primary network. This is Douchebag. This is Douche, actually. Douche 100. Here's a listen to the very first of what I think is going to be history in radio, which is Stern going to satellite radio and the eventual death of crappy terrestrial commercial FCC radio. Take a listen. This is John the Farter. They had this guy farting. This is the guy that farts on Howard all the time. He can fart like marathons. Like for like an hour straight.
On command,
yeah.
Oh my god.
And I think they had him farting for like a super long time. That was the very first thing they ever did. This is them setting up right now. So I so wish I was serious right now though, because it's so, you know what I mean? Like no commercials and shit.
Yeah.
Listen, and the music is so much better quality than.
I'm an internet radio freak.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting into it. Oh god, you think so, right? If I'm doing an internet radio show.
I've got so many dozens of streams I rip.
Yeah. This takes too fucking long. Hang on.
And that's what I like about this, you know, the stream ripper, man, is if the ID three tags and stuff are all set up right, you know, it already names the songs for you and everything.
Right, yeah, exactly. If they're set up right. So this is what they played for like two straight days, I think. You know. I love farts. Farts are great. Anyway, that was a waste of time.
He must have been listening to Tori Amos' song, too.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of shooting himself, he just tried to fart himself off. I'm going to fart off. All right. Well, let's continue with the prank calls before people get restless.
Yeah.
Here.
Let's pump up some calls,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Wake some people up.
Sidechuck is telling me, did I see the new iPod regular? It's color screen and plays videos. You know, that I saw that today. Didn't Steve Jobs announce that today, I think, or yesterday? The new... iPod video.
Oh yeah, the colors.
Yeah.
All the color ones now have the photo and the option to put composite video in it.
Well, this one here is going to have video support, and it's going to be supported with downloadable TV shows. Like supposedly the day after a TV show comes on, you can download it through, I guess, iTunes.
And iTunes,
and you can watch the whole TV episode on your iPod. And in theory, you can also do the same with movies and shit. So, can you imagine if Netflix was doing that, where they would send you a copy of the movie to your iPod for like $1.49, and you could watch it on, it's like a 2-inch screen, but still.
Well, you know, if they actually get that kind of service running, you know, somebody like the PSP or somebody would probably pick that up too.
Oh yeah,
you ever seen video on the PSPs?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it looks a friend of mine.
Oh, it's great.
A friend of mine bought a stolen one at work at work, but he's got a guy. He goes to the barbershop, you know. He's kind of like
that. Yeah.
So he's got the bootleg DVDs, and he had the stolen PSP he bought for $100, That thing was awesome. It looks so cool. I played it for a whole
day. Dude, it is, man. I've been getting all kinds of good movies.
Yeah. And you can surf the internet on it now. Supposedly, it gets on wireless networks, and they have a web browser.
Yeah, you can.
So
you can do it through 802.1 network.
Yeah, I haven't bought anything yet. I've eliminated the Nintendo one, the new Nintendo, the Dual, whatever. I'm not going to get that for sure.
The
Fuck
DS?
That. The DS. Fuck that.
I got it. It sucks.
Oh, you do? Yeah. See, I'm not going to get that. It was then my next option
no,
is
get the PSP.
Either the PSP or an iPod. I want one application.
Well, I got both of them now. I got me a 20 gig iPod.
Okay.
Finally, I broke down.
Okay.
Click wheel type.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm thinking about one of the two, so. Yeah, and Jube was telling me the iPod Nanos are Sinus number 2 pencils. Yeah, I saw that today. I saw pictures of them, like, next to a number 2 pencil.
I think Nanos are the ones that still have the drives, and the Shuffle, I think, is the one that has a flash memory.
Shuffle is no screen, so you can't tell what song. Yeah, you have
to. Yeah, it's flash memory.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't want that shit. That's like only $99, right? But it's really cheap.
Yeah, right. $99, $150.
Man, when I was in Manhattan, when I went to New York, I swear to God, so many people had iPods. iPods were everywhere. Everybody, yeah, people from, like, you know, just normal people, like, executives had them on, people who looked like they were working in wait staff had them on, people just walking, shopping, people working out, rich people, poor people, all had iPods on the train. I swear to God, there was a majority of people with iPods and without iPods on the train that I was riding. It was crazy. Yeah, and
it's like cell phones here, man. It's like a status thing, you know.
Oh hell yeah, man! When I went to the Virgin Islands, cell phones. Everybody's cell phones up and down. Cell phones. Like fuck that.
Could you do video?
Well, over there, it's the Bluetooth headsets too. I got one for Athena.
Oh yeah,
Athena. I got her.
They walk around like 75 cents, you know, with the freaking Star Trek headset on.
Exactly. And they fucking flash when you talk. It's so.
Oh,
it's
so good.
God ugly. Yeah.
Hey, I got Mary Menzies, or was it Ralph Milken? I'll send them both to you.
Okay, good. Good deal. Hey, you know what I've noticed?
Hey,
Joe
Meatless, too.
Meatless? Okay, good, good. Did you send him in AOL?
I'm just sending him now.
Oh, you're
sending him. I'll give you back Dick Peterson, too, if you need him. I'm going to send him to you in AIM.
Okay. Randy's saying that the Cardinals lost. Well, that's unfortunate. Sorry about
that.
Okay,
there they go.
Yeah, and you know, Randy Dandy's talking to me now. He's telling me that he's not buying an iPod until he can get a camera on it. You know what? Very smart.
They already got a camera for it.
They do, really? Oh, they have an attachable one, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's a plug-in.
Okay. Oh, well, there
everything
it is.
Plugs in. Yeah. I got the one with the remote.
I want to get
the little,
you know,
FM transmitter.
Yeah, that's the FM modulator. You see what I'm? You know what? I'm trying to get one. Right now, as it stands, I'm going to be walking around with, in theory, a Sirius handheld thing with an FM modulator. And then I guess I'll be walking around with an iPod with an FM modulator, I guess. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I'm
you know, that's the thing, man. You know, you may be able to rip straight from the Sirius into your iPod.
Man, right now,
listen.
I got a... Oh, shit. Fucking phone again. I got a coworker who wants to sell me his laptop for $300. I'm like, Jesus, I want it so bad. I just want it for school, man. It's just cool. Like, Athena has hers here right now.
How old is it?
I just love using it. I sit on the couch and use it while I watch TV.
Oh, so it's got Centrino.
I think it's, I don't know what it is.
It's either Centrino or it has a built-in 801.
No, it is a 1.4 gigahertz processor, I think. It's nothing too fancy. But I have a nice computer here at home. You know, my computer is decent. I'm about to upgrade as soon as I move out, when we get this house together. My expenses are going to go down when I move out to the house, because I pay rent on an apartment. I'll be paying on my own, have a one-bedroom all by myself, and then I'll be splitting a mortgage with Athena, so that's probably going to be a lot cheaper. I'm probably going to save at least $300 a month, and I'll have money to buy lots of gadgets. It's going to be great.
There you go.
The first thing I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to upgrade the studio here for the show. It's going to sound a lot better. Better mics, better computer, get a foam patch, I'm going to get a mixer, and everything.
Everybody's got one of these Shure SM58s, man. These mics are rock.
Well,
I've
I already
got
know.
I'm blowing straight at it and everything.
Well,
I can't hear shit.
I'm getting one room for myself, apparently, in this house that I'm going to split with her.
Oh,
so
you got
it's going to be for my computer.
I know, isolated and acoustically.
Yeah, it's going to be isolated acoustically. It's going to be in a nice, quiet part of the house and everything. It's going to work out perfectly. So,
okay, I think that's Mary Menzies. You were supposed to call her, or you ended up down Aralda Milken or one or the other.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was trying to get to that episode here. Let me here.
You're the last one that you sent on
archive shows.
Send them
again. The following is an exclusive of ECU Radio.
I was in charge.
Thank you, Maricon.
You shouldn't be able to vote either, you bitch.
Wow,
that's great. How old are you, ma'am?
Huh?
How old are you?
This is right here.
I'm 50 years old.
You're 50? Wow.
Yeah.
Are you fried the okra, or what are you?
Fried okra.
You have to come down and shoot it yourself.
We'll try to get to it.
Two?
Milka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I say Milka?
Yeah.
Okay. Here, let's see.
Okay, now you just asked. You dialed either one or Menzies. I can't remember. I know you dialed a wrong number.
No, not that bad. Okay, anyway. No. Let me go ahead and do the first call. Let me call that lady. What's her name? Erlotta? What's her last name?
Milken.
Oh, it is. That's it. Erlotta Milken. Man, but if it was the wrong number, I'm not going to be calling the right person. Shit.
Either one of those two. It's one or the other.
Okay. All right. Well, we're just in it. I got to find it now.
Elsie's probably up watching.
Hey, Prankmaster is calling in. Should I put Prankmaster on finally? Oh.
You tell him that you finally went. You decided to get right back on the air. He's been messaging the hell out of me.
Hi, you're still on?
Yeah, we're about to call it quits here. We're going to do another call or two. Well, what's up with you, sir?
Nothing. I thought Zola was on, because somebody told me Zola was on.
No, he might be going on after. I think he went out. I think he's gone for the night. I don't see him on. No Zolar. Not yet. Mm-hmm. Why? You're going to call Zolar or something? One way? I don't think he's going on. I don't know.
I don't know, because Randy Dandy told me that I have my own soundboard now.
Okay.
Randy Dandy told me I have my own soundboard now.
Really?
Yeah, I just heard that.
Oh, yeah, I heard of it. I haven't seen it or tested it out yet, but I heard that it's up there and that it's funny. You should check it out.
Well, I want it down.
Well, I don't know, who's hosting it, KDK? If he's hosting it, ask him, I suppose.
No, because I don't want, I don't want that shit up there, because it's not funny anymore.
No, it's not. Well, no. It's not. All right, man. Well, I'm about to call it a night here, but I thank you, and as I said, be strong, and, just keep doing what you're doing, so.
All right, man.
Is
Milkman still on with you?
You can't hear him, but he can hear you. Yes, sir, he's here.
Alright, just tell the milkman, call me back when, give me a call when you're done, alright?
You got that, milkman?
Yep.
He says yep. He's gone.
Alright, thank you.
Okay, well, sure. He'll probably call you after the show. Alright.
Hang on. Alright.
That poor guy.
And another call.
Hey, I got good news, man.
What's that?
Booney the Man. Got our numbers, serials.
Oh, no kidding.
So I'll send them to you. And he said he ain't confirmed them, but he says they're probably pretty reliable.
Oh, nice. You know, just for that, we'll call Booney's number. Hang on, let me take this call. One of Booney's numbers we'll have to call.
All right. Dedicated.
Hello?
I will be definitely confirming what
it was going on there. I'm Black Cook. I work with Adam.
Oh, Black Cook. How you doing, Black Cook?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I can't wait to give that big fat pudgy fuck a big anal.
Oh yeah, dry anal. Is that how you do it?
Yeah, man. We just use the Crisco from the kitchen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Making grabs.
I would love to.
You make him your cellmate.
Yeah, man. When we be back at Chili's, man. We be making that shit, man, and then he just bends over. I see his big ass. He look like a white bitch.
Oh yeah,
like a I just started humming him. Yeah, we good friends,
nice,
man.
Nice.
We go back in the cooler, man. I give it after I get my anal. I just put it right in his mouth, and it cleans it all off. And then it's real good, man. I tell you, that's the best sex I've ever had with that little, not little, that fat ass white cracker.
My God, that's gross. That's gross, black man. I don't know what to say.
Well, You know what I'm saying? It's pretty good, it's pretty good aid. I'll tell you what, I got this weird thing, though. And the last time I did that, my dick pulled out. I got these herpes.
Well, you know, there. Oh, my God. You know, there's a rumor.
Hey, what's going on, baby?
Hang on, I'm sorry. We're not tracking the call. It's okay. It's not the popos.
Who is that?
No, that was just a mistake. I made a mistake. I dropped the phone and it made a noise. That's all it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the line isn't being traced. It's okay.
Yeah, he ain't underage, is he?
No, not right now, no. So, now tell me, sir, Black Chef, what's Prank Master's hygiene like?
Well, what do you mean, after the anal sex?
Well, just in general, I mean, does he go around doing nasty shit while he's cooking?
Yeah, well, he be eating all the time, you know. I'd say, hey, baby, you gotta stop eating, you know what I'm saying? Because my dick ain't that long. Your ass gonna get too big, we can't even have anal sex.
Yeah, exactly. After a point, it's a little too much, I understand.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, them bitches get too fat, you know what I'm saying? You can't have good anal anymore.
Right.
He'd be fucking his rolls, you know? Pretty soon, he'd be fucking his rolls.
All right, well... As our one and only Black listener, is there anything you'd like to say on the air right now?
I'd like to say, motherfucking, y'all a bunch of haters.
That's right.
Y'all motherfuckers at work, man, they treat him bad, you know what I'm saying? They don't treat me bad, I whoop their ass.
Alright.
All that shit behind his back, but I'd like to say, I stole somebody's bike on the way home. I was stealing some guy's bike, man. Some dude is chasing me, man.
Yeah, good.
But, I was looting, man. I went down to New Orleans. I was looting.
Yeah.
I went and got me a Snickers bar and shit, man. I went into Walgreens. Got me some jewelry, some watches. That shit was badass. I went into Walmart. Got me a bike, man.
Yeah. All right.
Niggas stole a bike, man. That's it.
Niggas stole my bike. Oh, man. Well.
That's it, man. All right. Well, you tell that big fat cracker.
Tell him you're looking for.
Tell him to stop eating them Pop-Tarts, motherfucker.
Yeah, all right.
You know, I went on, shit, man. He be eating all that shit, man. Desserts and shit, man. The manager, I would talk to him. Yeah, man, that Crisco is pretty badass, man. You don't need no KY, man. That Crisco is where it's at. We start getting good anal, man. We start getting the rowing, you know what I'm saying? That shit get hot, it just gets slippery, man. This is the best white cracker anal I've ever had.
Right. Oh, hey, man, you know, it's he comes from a long line of white crack ass, is all I gotta say.
Well, that's all right, man. He makes some good pranks, too, man. I heard him. Oh, shit, man, that one about the mill, what is that, the prick? Oh, man, that was funny shit.
Well, you know, he's racist, though. He uses the N-word all the time. You know that, right?
What? He does?
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna give him fucking double anal next time. I'm gonna give him shit, man. I'm gonna get my brother in on that shit.
All right, good. Well, I thought I should let you know. Oh,
what the hell? He just hung up. I guess Black Chef is angry. He doesn't like people using the N word. DTT says Carlito does not buy hand me downs. So what the hell is that all about? Oh, some people wish they could have a soundboard, and he's bitching. Yeah, Booney says some people wish they could have a soundboard and prank.
I'm telling you, man, it's a tribute. I tried to tell him.
Yeah, that's a goddamn truth. Well, how about we do one last call? Let's use one of Booney's numbers. Right. Got a guy with a microwave for sale, free skin analysis, minister for weddings, ice cream truck for rent, private bartender for hire, tall, sexy female.
Black cook's bad, man.
Yeah?
I'm hearing it in the replay. I'm dying.
Oh, really? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's great. I like this Afro-Hawaiian erotic servicer calls herself a brick house. What do we got to call? I wish I had that song. Brick house.
Yeah, we ought to hook up Black Cook with John Reedless.
Hell, yeah. We should. Or what, maybe we should just call her. Let's just call her, man.
Call Ronald Milken?
Yeah, the chick.
Yeah. She's probably still up.
Old lady. She sounds like she stays up all night. My mom does that.
Yeah.
She said
she's by herself, so she probably watches TV a lot, dude.
Yeah, probably. Poor old lady. Well, she talked to me for long. Jeez.
Yeah?
All right. Well, Mary Menzies.
People are nice around here, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's call her Alta.
All right.
In the meantime, we'll get another show.
Love the Milkins.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Well, Wow, it's already 12. Yeah, this is going to be a last call tonight. I've got to get to sleep. Okay. But, oh, yeah, like I said, I'm going to replay the first hour of the show, everybody. So what I'll do is we'll do this last call. We'll say our goodbyes. Mm-hmm. We'll do the outro music. You give me about 5 minutes. Hang on the air, and I will replay the first hour of the show. A lot of people miss it because the numbers weren't as high as they are now. So if you missed the first hour of the show, listen to it because there was an awesome prank call fiesta that goes on. What was it called? The gangbang. The prank call gangbang.
Yeah, the gangbang.
Prank mess.
Tag team.
Exactly. I'm going to sit here and lay back in my chair and just listen to it with a beer. So,
yay!
All right, well, the hell song was it I was going to play? Son of a goddamn motherfucker.
I don't know. You can play that Cash song again.
Hey, man,
you definitely got to send that to me.
Yeah, I've been told by my work that I have to stop cursing. Can you believe that?
Well, I don't know what the fucking hell people's got a goddamn problem with fucking cussing. I never fucking cuss.
I don't know what the fuck that's all about. I can fucking cuss all I fucking want, you know what I mean?
No, hell. Taylor mouth.
Yeah, exactly. That's how you do it. All right, here's the song I want to play. All right, everybody, we'll be right back with the last call of the night. We're going to call back the mother of the madhouse. Let's see if we can get her to be a regular
cool
person. Her and the Samoan boy, we got to call them on a semi-weekly basis at least. All right, we'll be right back.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh,
hello?
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 Hello, ma'am, how are you?
All right.
Good. Hey, we talked last week. Remember me?
Uh-huh.
We talked about the turkey.
Oh.
Do you remember me?
Yes.
Can you help me out with something else, please?
What?
I got into an argument with my girlfriend.
What?
I got into an argument with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
I called her the wrong name in bed.
You call her the wrong name?
Yeah.
Why you call her the wrong name?
I was tired. She keeps asking me and begging me and forcing me to make love to her, and I don't want to sometimes. And she, you know, we got to it. And I called her the wrong name, and I think she got mad.
She got mad?
Well, she scratched my chest and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then she took a shower, like, right then. Like, she wanted to get all of me off of her, you know. What do I do? Do I buy flowers?
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you think I should do to make it up?
Oh, all I can tell you, do you have a Bible in your house?
Yeah, I have some. It's in the closet. I took it from... I went to the hotel and it was in the drawers and I stole it.
They stole it?
I stole the Bible, yeah. I didn't have any money for the Bible and I went to the church the Baptist church.
Uh-huh.
And the pastor said that he couldn't give me a Bible unless I gave him $5. And I don't have $5. So I stole it instead.
You stole it?
Yeah. Is that bad?
You see where your first mistake come from?
But I stole the Bible, but I wanted to read the Bible, but I don't have the money for it.
Yeah, you wanted to read the Bible and you stole it. So there is where your first mistake come from.
So I have to return it and then buy a new one?
Exactly.
So I've been reading the Bible this whole time and it's not doing anything for me?
Because you stole it.
Oh my God, I didn't know.
You stole it.
But I don't have...
Stole it.
I don't have. I can't
Bible
afford.
Would work for you.
I can't afford a Bible, though.
You have to find some way to sacrifice that $5.
I went to the bookstore to read the Bible, and he said I couldn't read unless I bought a coffee.
So exactly.
I stole the coffee.
All you have to do, you go back, you carry back the Bible to the church.
Okay.
You ask the pastor forgiveness. And the pastor will find a way to give you one.
Well, here's the thing. I went back to the church for service, and the pastor came out and said someone has stolen 5 Bibles.
Exactly, and you did not show yourself.
Well, I stole
even
5.
Even after, you could have gone to the pastor and tell the pastor, I took the Bible because I didn't have the money to pay.
Okay.
Then the pastor will fight. then the pastor will find a way to give you the Bible.
Well, the problem is...
Without you had to be guilty about it.
I stole that more than one, though.
You stole more than one?
Yes. I stole five.
And what you did with the five?
Well, one of them is for my car. One of them is for the bathroom. One of them was for work. I work at a bar. I got one for the bar, and the other one is for me to just to have. You know, I put one in the closet in case the other ones got stolen. You know, because you never know. Anybody is still a Bible.
But there is where your mistake is.
So look, I want to.
So you have to make it right.
Yeah.
In order.
Yeah.
For everything to go right, and your girlfriend will also be right with you.
Well, what do I do with the Bible? Well, do I have to give her a Bible for her to stay with me, or?
No. You got to take the Bibles and them back. And confess your sin that you have done.
Well, you know what happened? This was Saturday when I took them. And then on Sunday I went
It don't matter when you take them.
I went to the service Sunday, and he stopped everything. He said, whoever stole the five Bibles, if I find out, I'm going to call the police. You know.
And you did not give up yourself.
And he said, this is your chance to say it, and you're not in trouble. Say it in front of everybody. I didn't want to say it in front of everybody. I don't want to say I'm poor.
Exactly.
So when
you did not want to do it in front of everybody.
Yeah.
But after the service, you should have gone and make your confession right.
Okay, but...
It was just between you, Jesus, and the pastor.
Okay.
Nobody else would have known.
Okay, but the worst problem is that when I didn't stand up and nobody stood up, he said, okay, you know what? Since no one's going to admit to it, you're all guilty. And then he got mad and he said, no more church for today, and he made us all leave. And then the biggest problem was, he said, and before you go, if anybody, even if you turn yourself in, I'm going to call the police. You better hope I don't find out who stole the Bibles. And he said he had an idea who it was, and he looked at me.
He looked at you?
Yeah, he knows I did it. And he said he's going to call the police. So what do I do now? I'm going to go to jail for... I just want to learn about Jesus.
All you have to do is ask God to forgive you. Go to him and let him know what you did, and he will forgive you.
He's about seven.
But you have to ask. No, you have to have it in your heart to carry back those five Bibles, and you have to ask God honestly from your heart, not the minister heart,
okay,
or not the girlfriend heart, from your heart honestly.
Okay.
God, forgive me for what I have done.
Okay. Amen.
And then you go to the minister.
You are so nice to me. Thank
and
you.
And let him know.
Let me ask. But what do I say to my girlfriend for her to apologize?
The problem is, you cannot send nothing to your girlfriend until you do what you're supposed to do.
So I have to do the Bibles first.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to do that tomorrow in the morning. And I'll see if I can work one out with her. Can I call you next week and maybe find out?
No problem.
Let you know what happened. Okay. Mary? Problem.
Yes.
Okay, Mary. Well, thank you. I'm Carlito.
All right.
Okay.
Carlito.
I live in St.
I will pray for you.
I live in St. Thomas. Thank you. I'll pray for you too.
Okay.
Okay. God bless you.
All right.
God and the Virgin Mary and St. Joseph and St. Lazarus the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And the Virgin's 12 crown, 12 stars of the crown. Bless you and descend over you.
Mm-hmm.
God, thank you for everything.
He will watch over you too if you go and do the right thing.
Okay.
And don't tell me, yes, you're doing it. and then you don't do it tomorrow because it's going to be a bigger problem tomorrow.
I know. It's, if I would have done this in the first place, I would. I wouldn't have.
All right.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Okay.
So make sure you do that.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Mary.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Okay. Bye.
Fantastic call,
Mary,
dude.
Mary is hilarious, man.
She is great.
She's a trip. I'm going to have to call her every week now. I need to call Mary every week and talk to her.
She's good, man. That's a good way to end up a show, you know?
That definitely is. Oh, my God. That is too funny.
She always gives.
Yeah, that is too funny, man. She's I can't believe that, yeah. All right, well, that's going to be the show. As I said, go ahead, stay tuned for the repeat of the first hour of tonight's episode, where there was the great gangbang call, as everybody is calling it. Do not miss it. Please stay on. You're going to love it. On top of that, we're going to be back again here next Thursday. Be sure to listen tomorrow night at 10 p.m. to Zolar, host of the Zolar Vision Show. Zolar, of course, from the Howard Stern E! Show and the Howard Stern Radio Show fame. He's on at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow, the always controversial Zolar Vision Show. The staple, the cornerstone of PCU Radio, KDK's Lunatic Fringe, will be on Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern as well. Be sure to listen to that. That is a very, very good show. KDK does a bang-up, super-duper job. Sunday nights, I think, I'm hoping Sean Ward will come back. Sean Ward is a very funny comedian. Artist, and a very funny person. Very, very great guy. Actually, we need to get him to call her.
I wish we had his number.
Can you imagine Mabel talking to Mary? Miss Mary. Mabel and Miss Mary.
They would just go crazy.
Yeah, that'd be great. They'd have a great conversation. So we got hook that up one day. But he's on at 8 p.m. on Sunday. If he's not on, I'm sure Zolar or Recluder, myself and Milkman or KDK or somebody will do something that night, because we always get a lot of people in there. And no matter what, listen to PCU at night. So anywhere starting from 10 o'clock on down, you're going to hear something.
You never know. To be surprised anything could happen.
Yeah, Monday night you have Billy Mirror, also from the Howard Stern Show. He's a comedian, very good impressionist. From Howard Stern fame, as I said, he's got the Friends of Bill M. Show. We'll be on as well with Dr. Lego, who, of course, provides us with our space for the server space, provides the stream that you're listening to right now. So please patronize them every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Great show they have there.
Lego is good.
Next year, Lego, I don't know if he'll ever do another episode of Prank the World, but if he does, that'd be great. And he's been a caller here in the show.
Damn.
Yeah, he's been a caller and a guest caller here in the show before in the past, so be sure to check him out.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, Reclude was also on tonight. Reclude is on at, he starts at 7 p.m., which is really cool. I kind of like that. He starts at 7, and that leaves enough time for somebody else to cover after him. You know,
and get some good people answering.
Yeah, get some early numbers, and that's good for people in Europe, such as Nunu, who can't stay up.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's good for him because it's earlier for him. Anyway, that's at 7 p.m. Eastern. Recluse Tuesday night hand release. And, of course, KDK returns Wednesday for his Psycho Babble, which is the only non-prank call show on the network, but it's still a hoot, and if you listen, you might even hear a prank call, so be sure to check
it out.
It's
always a party hardy show. It's a potpourri of surprises.
Exactly. It's a very good show. It's a good unwind. Thursday at 10 p.m., and then we'll be back next Thursday, the 21st, here at 9:15 p.m. Eastern for another bang-up episode of The Madhouse. Great show tonight, Milk.
Yay!
Had a great time. Everybody, thank you for participating. Everybody who called, everybody in the chat room. Be sure once again to visit kdkprankcalls.com. Again, that's kdkprankcalls.com, as well as the Madhouse home, which is madhouselive.com. We'll be here again, as I said, next week at 10 p.m. Milkman, thank you for being on. And,
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, great time we had, everybody, and we'll catch you all here next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Friday TGIF. It is now Friday. You can slack
Thank
tomorrow,
God.
Everybody. I'm going to slack so much tomorrow, and then I'm going to get drunk.
Exactly.
It's time for...
Hey, you know, the dead needs to lighten up, man.
Yeah.
Slack and lighten up, Dad.
What's wrong with the day? Is he upset in the chat room again?
Well, he's talking suicidal here. He gets a
he's out. He's joking. Don't listen to him.
I think so. I think he's just trying to keep people interested.
Yeah,
lighten up anyway.
He's got a sick humor. Not sick humor. He has dark humor, which I kind of dig. That's why I like him. He's a funny guy. He did great tonight, though. Great job today. Don't go away. Don't leave us because we love you. We don't love you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, you did a great job. Yeah, we wouldn't
have
had
him. He was in the big gangbang.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. We need to keep him on for the next one. We do it
next
week.
Lighten him up.
Exactly. And everybody stay tuned. We're going to replay that. All right, that's it. I can't talk anymore. Milkman, as I said, thank you.
Right.
Thank you, everybody. I love you all. And have a good weekend, goddammit.
Rest in peace, Big John.
Yeah. Big John Melendez. Who?
Big John Cash.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.